to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Bob in Westchester. How are you, Bob?
I'm great. How are you?
Well, thank you.
First, I want to say that I never missed a show, and I really appreciate it.
Wow, that's listening.
And I just want to say that I really appreciate the topic you're covering this morning regarding full-blown AIDS and the fact that just because people lead a lifestyle that where they get the full-blown AIDS, it doesn't mean they're going to HE double hockey stick just because they've, gotten the full-blown AIDS either from having an unclean taint or from being BM eaters on the Don and Mike Show. And I think that it really is interesting that although I believe I am going to HE double hockey stick, it's just for
well, anyway, we hope that some interesting people. Well, anyway, we've been dealing.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Your discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Donovan.
Hey, kids, could I talk to you for about 30 seconds? This is Elvis Presley. I ask you to listen. Now, here's a song.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most poppies in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike. Thank you for our service to our country.
You're very welcome.
How's it going? I checked on the Animal Planet website, and the dude's alive.
Ah, that's good.
All right, well, thank
you. Did they say anything specifically about the rumors of his death?
They said, despite the rumors, he's alive and crocking. It was pretty gay.
Okay, thank you.
Who are you calling gay? I'm not gay. I like danger.
Speaking of gay, I watched the movie American History X today.
Yes.
The movie's not gay, right, but it's got some references when Edward Norton is in prison,
right?
First off, that movie's a downer. American History X.
It's allegedly very disturbing.
Mm-hmm. Oh God, I could barely really watch it. It's really upsetting to watch.
He's a very convincing actor too. He's a good actor.
He was also good in that Richard Gere movie where he played the guy with the stutter.
Yeah, absolutely.
The guy that really killed the guy and then he lied about it on the stand.
Fantastic in that movie.
But at one point, he's in jail. And he's talking to another inmate in jail.
Mm-hmm.
And the inmate says, yeah, you know, they're gonna F you up bad. You know, they're going to F you up the butt, you know, toss you salad and everything.
They actually say toss the salad?
Yeah, in American History X.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And I only thought, hey, a lot of people know what that means now because of us.
There you go. We're contributing to society in that way.
Hello, John and Mike Show.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you today?
Hello, buddy.
I was calling to ask you what your loyal fans in Las Vegas can do to make sure we keep you on the air, considering you guys have had, issues with our station.
You know, beyond telling the ratings company you listen to this show, it's really a decision that'll be up to the local management.
Calling their phone 24/7 wouldn't be...
I don't know if that would help, you know. Our representatives will be contacting the stations that we're currently on, like within the next week.
Oh, okay.
Next week we signed the deal with the new syndicators, and then after that, we got to send out the letters of notice to all the stations that we're on now, and then after that, it's kind of a tedious process. After
it's going to take a while. It's going to be midsummer we're talking about here.
Yeah, Rome wasn't built in a day, but congratulations, and if you guys do leave us, you will be sorely missed in Vegas.
Well, I hope we won't. I know that we do good there in the numbers in Las Vegas.
Yes, you do.
I mean, we got some good ratings out there.
I mean, I've never been questioned by a ratings company, but if I had, of course I would, you know, be very loyal and admit how much I just listen to you guys.
She had a wonderful voice.
You sound so hot.
You do.
Oh, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Are you hot or are you a pig?
Oh, I've been told I'm very pretty.
Uh-huh. And would you care to share with us the celebrity you most resemble?
Well, it's going to be kind of silly. I've heard this a lot, and this is the one I get the most, and Jessica Rabbit.
Who?
Jessica Rabbit.
I want to tell you something. If I was the F any cartoon character,
Jessica Rabbit would be.
She would be the number one cartoon character I would F. Her and Hank Hill's niece are the two hottest cartoons.
Luann's.
I'll tell you right now.
Luann's got a hot cartoon body. And you know who else does? The girl with the one eye on Futurama.
Yes. I haven't seen that one.
She's got huge boobs for a cartoon character. She's voiced by
Peg Bundy.
By Al Bundy's voice.
Now, wasn't Jessica Rabbit, wasn't the voice of Kathleen Turner?
Yes, before she had her stroke or whatever happened. Yeah,
before she started talking like that, Larry.
Well, I've also been told a very buxom Nicole Kidman, but I get...
Oh my God, you're killing us here!
Very buxom Nicole Kidman. She's just described the perfect woman.
Mm-hmm. Well, see, that's why you have to stay on in Vegas, because I listen to you and I just get, you know, so Twitter pages warm.
I just want to say something now, that when my wife yells at me for ordering a porno tonight, which I'm going to do because my wife is at her mother's house for a couple of days.
Right.
When she yells at me for ordering a porno, I want everybody to know that the reason I ordered the porno was because this girl called the show today. I'm already planning in my mind.
Why don't you just rent Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Well, you know, there is that special shot in there.
Yes.
You know, that's a wonderful setup. Maybe I could.
You think so? Maybe. No, I don't think you could. It's not, you couldn't. Well, you're quick.
Maybe I could.
But I don't think there's one scene in there where it's all Jessica Rabbit really being voluptuous.
You want to hear something really sick that I tried to do the other day?
Oh, dear. Oh, dear, he's got that look. Get your VCRs rolling.
It was when I was watching Regis.
Yeah.
And Kathy Lee had on an outfit. She wasn't wearing a bra. And she had her headlights on so much that I thought, you know what?
You could.
Yeah, and I couldn't.
Good for you.
I couldn't.
I'm proud of you.
Because Regis was there.
Yeah, but also, Kathy Lee, you know, I mean.
Oh, no, I think she's hot.
And you know that theory we had about Kevin Costner?
She's annoying, but she's hot.
You know that theory we had about Kevin Costner maybe doing Kathy Lee?
Banging Kathy Lee?
No way.
Oh, you don't think so? Why? Because he had such a high caliber of model with him?
Yeah, absolutely. I just didn't think it was possible. The woman who was standing next to him, it was just in another... total
Listen,
sphere from,
I'm telling
from
you,
Kathy Lee.
Kathy Lee is one annoying bitch. Mm-hmm. However,
right.
if she was deaf and a mute, she might be close to the perfect woman. If she couldn't talk,
right,
and if she couldn't communicate at all,
yes,
she might be way up there.
You know something? I would almost love to see the moment of truth in that situation, because I think if you had the opportunity, you would be so disappointed, and you would be disappointed for one reason, because at a certain point, the clothes would fall to the floor, and then the undies would come off, and as soon as the last vestige, say it's one of those front-snapping bras was open, you would get, seriously, I promise you, you would get the granny from the back of the Playboy
cartoon. I know, they sag a little bit, man.
Not a little bit, they would point straight to the floor.
Well, I don't know, I'm telling you, that if Regis hadn't been on that show...
Tube sock with a pool ball in the bottom.
I might have been able... to conclude the deal. Well, first of all, I had to mute the TV, of course, because there was no way that I could do that while listening to her talk.
How are you, Kathy Lee?
Yeah, and him. And every time I looked up, it was one of those days that he had like a yellow jacket on.
I know that your tie had the big bright yellow tie with the fluorescent blue jacket on.
Yeah, and I'm trying to concentrate on her, but you know, I keep seeing Regis and just was not able to get the job done.
Don, am I talking too loudly while you're trying to pleasure yourself?
I don't think I've ever... What, Robbie?
I'm sorry, don't you remember the picture in the Inquirer of her in that tube top in the airport,
right?
And where
they were practically—they looked like she looked like she was from a malnourished country.
Yeah. I still want to see what's going on.
Well, I've got a nicer act than she does. I'll tell you that.
Well, all right, take your shirt off during the break, and maybe I'll.
He was gonna. You said take your shirt off. I was going for it right there.
He was there.
I don't want to be alone with you, but target practice.
How sick would that be? Somebody walk in the room and Rob's got his shirt off. I'm sitting over in the chair.
Don just asked.
You're a good boy, Rob. I bet you would do that for me. Thank you. I would never put you in that position.
You said, take your shirt off, and his hands went right down to his belt buckle. Yes.
But that's the closest I think that I've ever come to pleasuring myself while watching something that wasn't of a pornographic nature.
Really?
But I've already got the thought now in my mind that that's what I'm going to do tonight when I get home.
And you'll kind of have the movie on, but also with a little Jessica Rabbit fantasy based on this woman.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, I'm glad I could, you know, start your evening off in the right way.
Because I got the house to myself tonight. Because my son, his entire eighth grade class has gone on a camping trip.
Uh-huh. Oh, really?
Yeah, for a couple of days.
And you, so it will just be you and the TV?
Yeah, and my wife has gone to, you know, she's moved out for a couple of days. She's gone to see her mom for a couple of days.
So you'll be hearing that special music when you get home tonight. Where it'll be all night in the underwear.
Oh, yes. And maybe no underwear, Mom.
Maybe just
walking around my house, no pants on.
Okay, file that under information I didn't need to hear.
I hope Domino's didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. And you come to the door like that when the Domino's man, hi, all right, pepperoni, just like I want it.
Don't find out. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Question for both of you guys. First of all, have you ever seen The Little Mermaid? She's a hot animated piece, too, by the way.
Yeah, but I think The Little Mermaid has a level of innocence.
She looks too much like JonBenet Ramsey. Yeah. Little Mermaid is too much like a little girl.
Oh, my bad, my bad.
To ever have sex with.
And I just want to say that right now, at the moment, it changes week to week. Happens to be my oldest daughter's favorite character. You sick.
Anyway, for Don. Don,
what?
You sound like you and Frieda have a great relationship. What celebrity does she most resemble?
My wife, she's cute. I mean, she's really cute.
You have to update that, too, because, you know, you always go back to the... I think the Linda Ronstadt, from when Linda Ronstadt was good-looking, is... It's too... You have to come up with a different one.
I don't know.
It's hard.
I'm open to suggestions, guys. I'm just telling you, my wife's hot. My wife's very hot.
Okay, lucky dog, lucky dog.
Yeah, come on. I am. I am. She's real hot. Still looks good. Guys. Not a lot of cellulite on her butt.
She's always been in very, very good shape.
Yes. Yeah, she's hot.
Uh-oh.
She's very hot.
And she's out of town.
Hot and out of town. That's the way I like her.
Uh-oh.
Because if she was here, you know what I'd have to do? I'd have to cut her head off.
Oh, stop it!
Because sometimes she just pisses me off, even though I love her more than anything. Sometimes I just want to cut her head off.
She keeps coming back for more.
All right, goodbye. You know, let me ask her that.
And I'm not getting involved with this because I got yelled at last time. Or I didn't get yelled at, but I got, you know, kind of mocked the last time.
Maybe she's at her mom's house.
Hello?
No, nope, there she is. Hi, honey.
Well, hi, my boo-boo.
Listen, I was just saying on the radio that you are hot.
Oh, well, thanks. I mean...
I really was.
Oh, well...
You are. You're very hot.
Mm-hmm. Well, very good. What is it, guilty conscience happening?
No. Well, kind of.
Yeah.
A little bit. I was just talking about watching some porno tonight, but then it was an unrelated discussion. A guy called and asked me what you look like.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I said, I mean it. You're very hot. Who is the celebrity you think you most resemble? Because, you know, I do say that Linda Ronstadt thing, and that's so long ago, Linda Ronstadt.
Well, I heard a bogus one the other day, I'll tell you that.
Okay.
I mean, this one is not true. This is like what people tell you, and then you come in and you're giantly disappointed. I look like, someone told me I look like, and I had a couple of people tell me I look like Courtney Cox. But, like, I'm thinking what is unsaid is her mother, you know. I mean,
I would agree with that. You look like Courtney Cox's mother.
Or her aunt, you know, her elderly.
Who is Courtney Cox's mother?
Whoever Courtney Cox's mother is. I mean,
no,
I don't know.
No, because Courtney Cox's mother. No, there is a...
Courtney Cox looks anorexic, incidentally.
Oh, yes.
I saw that last episode of Friends. Jesus, she's so skinny. She's like Ally McBeal now.
No, my mom was saying, quoting the Inquirer to me, as she often wants to do, and she was saying how all the girls on Friends have gotten skinny since the start of the show. Skinny.
Not Aniston. Aniston's still got that big Greek ass, those big Greek boobs.
No, you know, she used to be really chubby if you look back when she was...
Like, no, Rock Hard.
Oh, God.
You know him. Good old Rock Hard Cox.
Rock Cox. Great, great actor.
Yeah.
That'd be a great name, you know? So
Rock Cox with you.
Great name for a porno actor. It's the Rock Cox Show.
So that's the best you can do is...
No, if I were on your show and I had to say somebody...
You didn't like it when I said Sigourney Weaver.
Oh, that's an insult,
Don, wait a minute. Don didn't like it.
That's an insult.
I don't think that's an insult at all.
No.
Are you insulted by that?
No, but I don't see it.
Sigourney Weaver is not good looking.
She looked really, really good in her last movie when she had when she did all the working out and stuff.
Yeah. In the Alien, yeah. No, because he doesn't, that's too butch looking for him.
Right, absolutely.
Yeah.
Very now, butch.
How about that gal that was married to Tom Cruise before Nicole Kidman was?
Yeah, absolutely. I know
Mimi Rogers.
Yeah.
She's got some fun sacks on her. Mimi Rogers does.
Yes,
oh, my God.
She makes, like, the soft porn movies now.
And you know, like when masseuse. I get told, I've been told several times.
Oh, she is absolutely naked in a lot of those movies.
Really? Mimi Rogers is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
with Brian Brown.
Well, maybe you can check that out tonight, baby.
Maybe I will. What else were you going to say, honey?
I get told, and I don't see this one at all, and the dog is driving me nuts. She's outside, and can you hear that?
My dog is so noisy. You know, we actually had a discussion. Listen to this. We had a discussion, a serious discussion in our family, about if we were going to put Brandy to sleep or not.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, I got the feeling that if I said yes, that we would put the dog to sleep, and I didn't want it on my conscience, so I said, no, you know,
yeah, let her put her to sleep.
Let her live.
Very, very sick.
You should send your dog to the boot camp that my dog went to, the 2 weeks of intensive training that my dog went to, which my wife said was just, he was brilliant, and it was incredible, and it worked so well that there was a big pile of dog crap in my...
Oops, I'm sorry.
In my kitchen today. I just, you know...
I didn't say anything to the other day when you were telling me about that. But I thought that
when
you
I came in and I bought into my wife's husband.
You were a little naive. Mike came in and said, this is during commercials. I said, you're not going to believe my dog. My dog will pee when we say pee.
Right.
When we say poop, my dog will poop. My dog is amazingly trained.
He said, this dog is perfectly housebroken now. This dog will not pee when he sees you anymore. And this dog is fantastic. So he put him in a little confined area. And he said, he probably won't even need a crate. You know, and so we didn't get the crate. We didn't use the crate. Woke up and I got halfway down the stairs when I knew. And not only had he done that, but we left him in the corner of the kitchen right near the door where there's a little coat rack, a little baby coat rack for all the little kids, which he had torn down and chewed up.
Oh,
and
my.
then also that's where I happened to keep my golf shoes, which were covered with dog crap. Because that's fresh out of that BS boot camp that neither one of my dogs would go, you know. First of all, we had to wait 3 months to get him in there. It's all hype and it's all crap.
Sorry.
Needed to get that off my chest.
Oh, I'm glad you did.
Sorry.
I didn't know that. The last I had heard is that your dogs were perfect and could now poop on command.
It's like the last time the other dog went there, and then we got sucked in again, and we sent the other dog. I got news for you. Oscar's not going back for his little refresher course. It doesn't work.
Well, the thing about those is that you can't just send your dog off to college and have it come back trained because the owner has to be trained too.
You're right. And you have to work with them all the time. You have to work with them all the time. And if you don't, and I'm just going to resign myself to the fact there's going to be occasional crap in the house, and they're going to spend a lot more time out of doors. God, I was so frustrated too. Especially because Laura's talking about how great this training is, and I'm like, oh yeah, fantastic. I'm really so. The first thing I do when I come home at night, Laura says, watch this. Call him, and I call him, and he runs into the other room. And then when he finally does come up to me on the deck, and I walk up and I'm like, Hamilton, how are you? urine all over the place. Because he's, and I've never been mean to that dog, not once. And he somehow, it's maybe because my voice is deeper than Laura's, but he sees me, and he's like, and he just opens his bladder up all over the deck. And he's also, he's been fixed, but
the dog, our German Shepherd gets boners all the time. And you know what else is gross? Sometimes you're laying there with a boner, and the other dogs come up and lick it. I swear to God. And if that's not the foulest thing, he's like just laying there going, yeah. Oh, baby.
Hey, you don't blame him for protest. Not
baby,
protest.
Baby. Gross.
It's all natural.
Yeah, so we're very close to putting the one dog to sleep because
the dog is just so
annoying.
No, not as long as she enjoys life, even if she makes us hate life. She's out there.
Does she give you any indication that she's enjoying life?
Yeah, she wags her tail. She likes to eat. Her tail. You know, that's what I was talking about.
Not enough for me for Dr. Death.
I'm looking at the Grim Reaper now.
You try living in my house when you wake up in the morning and the first thing you hear is the dog howling. So then we get up, we let the dog out, and as soon as you let her out, this is the exercise. We let her outside, we go, okay, you're outside. As soon as you shut the sliding glass door, then you let her back inside. As soon as you let her back in, out. And listen, this dog is so dumb. We leave the door open now.
The door is open right now. You hear the barking, and I close the windows, and I close the door to the room I'm in, and the front door is wide open.
We just leave the doors of the house open now, and the dog is still so stupid. The dog will stand in front of the door and bark, and then we go up there and we go, look it, door's open, come in, go out.
doing it. The dog, you can, and you can also hear the dog bark like 6 blocks away.
Oh, oh, man.
It's the type of bark, I know our neighbors hate us, but right. this dog makes so much noise.
He's old, darling. I mean, what if you were married to Ronald Reagan? He wouldn't.
Put him to sleep.
He would not.
Put him to sleep.
Most, you know, humans, though, when they get to that age, when they're kind of out of it, aren't barking.
Right. Well, Ronald Reagan is, though.
We don't know for sure.
No, I'm positive Ronald Reagan sits in the corner and barks like a dog.
They can be annoying in other ways. And when people or dogs get old, you don't have them put to sleep because they're annoying.
Well, if you think that the dog is really... Is the dog in any obvious pain?
Well, she moans a lot.
Yeah. Well, you know that sound she makes when you guys come over to play cards.
Yeah, yeah.
That right.
But she is getting, you know, she does get along okay. I mean, she gets from one room to the other.
Well, she falls down a lot.
Does she really?
Yeah. That's sad.
The hindquarters are going.
Yeah, right.
She has a hard time. I have to carry her up the stairs a lot of times to go to bed at night and stuff.
Brandy, come here, girl. She just, you know, she's just old. I
wouldn't mind if she was older. She just didn't bark all the time. Yeah, well, what a pain in the ass.
I'm planning on keeping you around when you're old and only like to eat. And if you still wag your tail when I sit a dish in front of you, then I won't put you under.
All right, honey. Well, listen, we got a break. Who was the celebrity that you thought besides Courtney Cox's mother?
I don't think this. I was going to tell you, the other one I've heard quite a bit is not as old as this one, but a younger version of Meredith Baxter Burns.
Absolutely.
Yes.
No. Absolutely.
You're killing me with that.
Yes, and she was hot when she was young.
Oh, she's never hot, Meredith Baxter Burns. Oh, she's loony.
Well.
No, she's not a moony.
She's a loony, honey.
Oh. Loony.
Don't you remember when the last years of Family Ties, when like she would come to work and Michael J. Fox would say that she didn't know where she was?
Yeah, very, very spaced out. That didn't make her any less fetching, though.
She was very hot. I never consider her hot.
Sugar, where did you get that information from?
What information?
That she's a loony.
Inspiring minds want to know.
It's true.
I've been having this discussion with Mom when she's been telling me about Walter Matthau on his problems. I said, Mom, where are you getting this?
Really? What's wrong with Walter Matthau?
Well, he's got, you have to call Mom, but I think it's colon cancer, and he's
really?
Just about gone.
Matthau?
Yeah, pick up the latest version.
Okay.
He just was informing me.
So he really will be out to sea.
Oh. Well, that's when he first discovered it, when he was filming Out to Sea.
All right, honey, love you.
All right, goodbye. Love you.
Love you. Bye-bye.
Good, my boo-boo.
Of course.
All right. Bye, sweet.
Bye. Now, listen, the whole family calling in now.
Really?
Here's my brother, Jim, making another appearance. Hello?
Hey, dude.
Hey, dude.
Hey, Jim, how you doing?
Not bad.
Well, everybody, that was my wife. This is my brother.
Oh.
Got the whole family represented today. What are you doing, dude?
Quit my job yesterday.
We're going to go through this again.
Why'd you do that?
Because I got another job.
Best reason of all.
Did you get that other truck driving job?
Yeah, buddy.
Oh, good.
You going to be a long-haul trucker or a local trucker?
No, it's going to be running West Coast.
This is the job my brother wanted, with a brand new truck where he gets paid more per mile.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
You got a really cool truck?
Oh, it's going to be a brand new Peterbilt.
Oh, man.
Big 6 1/4 cat motor in it.
Yeah.
260-inch wheelbase. It's going to be big, bad, and fast.
And what are you going to be hauling, Jimmy?
LTL freight on a drop deck trailer.
What is LTL freight?
Just where you pick up different things and then you take it out west and drop them off. It's a lot of different little things, you know. Instead of the truck making like $1.40 a mile, the truck will be making like $3.50 to $5.
Hey. Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, my brother said there's like double his income.
This is like the dream trucking gig you got.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, that's
brand
great, bro.
Brand new aluminum trailer.
I don't want to sound like Dad, but don't F it up. Hey, don't F this up.
No, I won't.
And will you ever come to the East Coast?
Yeah, once in a while.
All right. I'd love to play in that tractor trailer. I really would.
It's going to be red. It's going to have louvers on the hood. It's all painted up.
Are you going to have those Yosemite Sam mud flaps?
No.
Do you have the mud flaps with a silhouette of the girl?
No.
Will you have a TV in your sleeper compartment?
Yeah. I'm going to go get me a TV probably in 2 weeks.
Oh, cool.
Cool.
TV, well, VCR combination.
Well, congratulations.
I'm going to even have a porta potty in there.
He's really moved up in the world.
Good man.
Hey, listen, for my brother, that's like the dream job. That's all he's talked about.
Yeah, a brand new truck, a brand new luxury truck.
I'm going to be making like 36 cents a mile to start, plus the best health care Mercy has to offer. You know, the guy that owns this company, he's the one that started the company that I quit. He really cares about his drivers. He's only got 15 trucks. That's all he wants to have. He's not going to grow any bigger.
You know, it's very much very similar to what I was telling you on this weekend. When, incidentally, I did call my brother this weekend.
That's good.
You know,
what were you telling him?
When I was telling you about our thing with CBS,
oh.
You know, about our new syndication that we just, you know,
that's
might
cool.
have to get a little smaller, but get a company that cares about us a little more.
Yep, that's right.
Well, same
that's,
deal.
And this sounds like you could be in this one for the long term, huh?
Yeah, I hope to be.
That's good. Hey, I like to hear that.
And plus, too, next year, next May, I get another brand new truck.
Oh, cool.
That's
every
great.
2 years, he turns them in.
Well, congratulations.
So.
Congratulations on your good world now. Oh, and listen, what did it feel like to quit that job with that asshole
it
you had to work
great.
For?
It felt great.
My brother's old boss was just a real dick.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like wouldn't cut him any slack.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, for the last four or five weeks, I've been getting 1,800 miles a week running this BS down to Chicago and back.
You can't make any money doing 1,800 miles a week.
No
right?
way.
No.
Right, you got to do thousands of miles a week.
Yeah.
Oh, beautiful. Hey, what's your parting words of wisdom today, Jimmy, being you're on top of the world?
Do it right or don't do it.
Do it right or don't do it. He is feeling good, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. All right, well, congratulations.
All right.
All right, Phil the Pill.
All right, dude.
All right, love you. I'll see you later.
All right, man.
All right, bye.
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 You know, I don't have any blood connection to your brother at all, and I'll tell you right now, I mean, he's your family, but I would tell you, when he is in a good mood, it puts me in a... He is so transparent. He wears his heart on his sleeve.
Yeah.
And when that's the happiest I have. I don't think I've ever heard your brother happy.
This is his dream job.
Oh, that's great. I mean, good for
dream
him.
Dream job.
He's had a rough time of it. I'm happy for him.
His last boss was like the Ken Stevens of the trucking world. So I wish him nothing but the best. Now, really, we have to break, and then we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
It's about time. I chronic constipation.
But I have heard you guys, and I think you're hilarious.
Simpson is the killer. Bud Burbank is the killer. Hillary Rodham Clinton is the killer. Thank you, God.
This is Frida, and I live to please my husband.
That's my life.
It's a good jingle.
Because you have to be a big shot.
Thank you.
we've got maybe 25,000 very qualified actors that could have done the King of Comedy. We only have 5 or 8 guys that do what I do. The world needs our nonsense more than we need dramatic actors. We should take some of those wonderful dramatic actors and teach them how to take a fall.
They like their cruelty the way they like their women. Naked. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Watching TV after this guy Chris came out and fixed the antenna today,
right?
So I could get the local channels again.
Did you lose your networks today? Were they gone today?
I lost them yesterday.
Right. Oh, you did?
They were gone. Remember I talked about it yesterday?
That's
they were
right.
All gone except for NBC.
I'm sorry.
It'll happen to you, Mike.
I know. It's all staggered. I think
it'll happen by June 30th if you have DSS.
Really?
Yeah. Did you read the letter yet, or are you still avoiding the letter?
The letter is sealed and
okay.
Is sitting on my kitchen table.
You should probably read the letter, because that's what it will say to you.
Okay.
Okay, all right, I forgot, you can't read. You should ask Laura to read the letter to you.
Oh, boy.
Ask your daughter to read the letter to you.
I will, my 4-year-old will read the letter to me.
So we're getting the thing hooked up today so I can get the local stations, and I got a perfect signal from Channel 7. And they're running the show, The View.
Yeah,
you know that show
where
those 4 annoying women get on and just, you know...
Never watched that show. I had Julia Roberts on today.
Oh, yeah. I watch it sometimes.
Yeah.
It's so annoying. I watch it. I'll
right.
be honest with you.
Sure.
I hate those women. I hate them all. I
get the female perspective on things by watching The View.
You know the one I hate the most?
Who?
Joy Behar. Oh,
is
what
she
I love
the black hair.
Would I love to smack her? I really would. I'd like to do an OJ on her. I'd like
oh
to cover
my God!
Her. She is so annoying.
She must have really annoyed you.
Well, understand what she said today. So we got the set hooked up, and this guy Chris says, "Look at that great reception. You got surround sound." They said, "Beautiful." Right at that moment, this lady Joy Behar, she says, "Girls, I got a great idea for something we can do on the show. It's a little quiz." And it's like a fantasy world. If you weren't married and you weren't tied to anybody, I'm going to throw out a couple of names and tell me, who would you spend the night with?
Oh, they've stolen our bit.
Who would you do? Something that we've done for years on this show, and as
right.
a matter of fact, our wonderful listeners have run it into the ground
yes.
to such an extent that we had to make a promotional announcement saying, don't call us anymore with
That's
who
right.
would you do. Listen.
You can call the Don and Mike Show anytime for free at 1-800-636-1067. But please turn your radio down.
Turn your radio down.
And no calls to play the name game.
Name game?
No, who would you do call?
Ah, there it is.
No calls about rating
uh-huh.
women. And no calls asking when are we coming to your town.
Right.
That's 1-800-636-1067.
Now, there it is. 3 little bits that were originated on this show. The name game.
Right.
The rating women.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, there's a bunch of new women that we should rate.
Yes, we are.
A long time since we've done that.
We're overdue.
And the who would you do?
Yeah.
And the way who would you do started off being a bit, and then we did it seriously, where first it would be goofy, like who would you do? Beatrice Arthur.
Right.
Or Rue McClanahan.
Absolutely.
It was like 2 women that you would never want to have sex with. You'd have mm-hmm. to pick the lesser of 2 evils. But then people start calling us and giving us serious challenges, like, you know, who would you do, Julia Roberts or Helen Hunt?
And it was elevated to an art form, you know?
Yeah.
It really was.
Mm-hmm.
And the art aspect of it was picking the right women. You had to pick women with shades of difference.
And I just want to say that is our intellectual property.
Absolutely.
And it just fried me today watching this show, and this lady Joy Behar is coming on like she's got this great original idea. So these 4 pigs on The View are sitting around, and it's like, okay, who would you do? Harrison, or wasn't who would you do? Who would you spend the night with?
Spend the night with, yes. The sanitized version.
Harrison Ford
right.
or Brad Pitt.
There you go.
So they sit around and go, well, if it was one night only, I guess Brad Pitt. And then they all, you know that, in The View way, they go, oh.
Oh, yeah.
And all the menopausing women in the audience, they all applaud.
And meanwhile, you're screaming at the TV going, that is our
property. That's our bit.
Stop it.
So we're going to have to start doing it again.
That's right, because we do it better than anybody.
Mm-hmm. Because I don't want them to take one of the great bits on this show and make it theirs.
You know, there was a time when it first started before our audience ran it into the ground where we really enjoyed that.
Ooh.
We could go half an hour with who would you do?
Easily. Because we had some good ones. People
we really
would,
did.
People would toss some good ones our
they
way.
They were marvelous.
Marvelous.
They really were.
And then they started. It's one thing to steal a great idea that we had on this show and to do it.
But then they started getting goofy with it, whereas, like, they said to Star Jones, who must weigh 500 pounds, they said, and I'd love to see her without her wig. I don't know which would be funnier, seeing her or J.C. Hayward without their wig on. But she says, they say to her, okay, Star, who would you spend the night with, Godzilla or Patrick Ewing? And, you know, Star Jones, they start fanning her, so she goes, ooh, girlfriend, ooh, I'd have to take Patrick Ewing. And then she opens up her shirt to show that she's wearing a Knicks jersey underneath her shirt.
Oh, God.
You know, it had to be an XXXXXL Knicks jersey.
Somebody's getting happy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hate it when they get happy.
Oh, those bitches stealing our bit. Oh, that's a pisser.
Who would you spend the night with?
Right. Oh, and those women are so annoying. Really, I want to just smack them all. Smack them all upside the head.
I like Meredith Vieira, though.
You know, I like Meredith Vieira, too, except I remember a story that we had about her a couple of years ago.
Right. Where she makes love while she's sleeping. Her husband makes love to her while she is asleep.
Yeah, while she's asleep, her husband has sex with her.
That was one of the revelations. Probably the last time we talked extensively.
About The View.
About The View, you were mentioning that.
Except she has, like, a little boy's body. Meredith Vieira does. She's got no lumps and no curves.
She's naughty, though. Very naughty.
Oh, really? You got a kind of the steaming undies for her?
I do. Yeah, I have for a long time. Back when she was a network news reporter.
She was on 60 Minutes for a while, wasn't she?
Yeah, and before that on, you know, one of the nightly newscasts. I don't remember which network. It's been so long ago.
And the only girl that I liked on The View, they fired. That girl, Debbie Stefan Monopoulos, or whatever her name is.
Right. Too dumb? Is that why they fired her?
I don't know. And they replaced her with a Chinese girl.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that I saw her today. Yeah. She's a very fetching Asian woman.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's kind of hot. I think she... Does she have a little boy's body, too, though? I was looking at her today.
Yeah, she does.
Away, because she's relatively new, isn't she?
There's not too many Asian girls, though, that have hot bodies. I think your average Asian girl...
There's Joan Chen.
Who's Joan Chen?
She's a woman with the body that I remember. That's why I remember her name. I think she was in The Last Emperor, and she has a body that will not quit.
That movie put me to sleep. I mean, literally. Yeah. Is that the one about the little kid?
Yes.
Yes.
If you get into that movie, if you get far enough into that movie...
Can't do it, man.
It gets a little sexy.
Can't do it.
It gets a little, and really, really beautiful women in it.
I think the hottest Asian woman I've ever seen is Margaret Chow. Or is it Margaret Cho?
I think it's more appropriate to say Margaret Chow.
Margaret Chow.
That is the girl in Wayne's World. Does she count as
She's
an
Cantonese.
Asian?
I don't think that counts as like Chinese or Japanese.
Her character's Cantonese, and I think she might be like...
She might be Vietnamese.
Vietnamese in real life.
Something like that.
Mm.
That's not 100% Asian, I don't think.
No.
Hello, she's pretty hot, though.
She's thinking about Asian hotties.
She is hot. Hello.
Carrera.
Sandra Bernhardt or Whoopi Goldberg?
Sandra Bernhardt.
You need time to think about that?
Yes,
I do. Yes, because I think that woman is... I think that, you know my feelings on Sandra Bernhardt.
I bet Sandra Bernhardt would know what to do to a guy in bed. I really think she would. Whoopi would just lay there.
I'd have to go with Sandra Bernhardt.
Buzz?
I've shifted. I think I'd go with Whoopi Goldberg.
Whoopi Goldberg.
It's more Whoopi for me.
More Whoopi for you.
Yeah, the Whoopi cushion.
Do we still have that photo? Somebody sent us a great photo of Whoopi Goldberg in a bathtub that's filled with milk.
That's right. I bet if that was real life, too, we could get a listener to drink that milk.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hi, Mike. Waiter, there's a hair in my milk.
Hello.
Is it a Terry Okita or Sue Palka?
Okay, I know both those. He's talking He's talking about a local anchor woman, like weekend anchor on Channel 9, and Sue Palka, of course, is the weather lady.
Oh, no. Sue Palka
on Channel 5.
Sue Palka's a man.
She's a man, baby.
That's a slam dunk, the Okita lady.
She's a man.
Please.
Well, give us some serious ones. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Yeah. Yes. Shania Twain or Jewel?
Shania.
Good God.
Yeah,
of course. Oh, that's an easy one.
That's much too easy.
Mm-hmm. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
A Star Jones or a knot hole in a tree?
Star Jones.
Knot hole in the tree.
All right.
With wig or without is the question I'd have for you.
Oh, we'd have to be with wig.
You know, it has been long enough since we've done this where I am getting a great deal of pleasure out of this right now.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Hey, I live about 9 blocks from where you're going to do your Las Vegas style show in Sacramento.
Yes,
but
sir or ma'am.
I'm only 19. Okay. Is there any way I can get in?
I think you got a
question.
Hello,
thanks for calling, Pat.
Harv Moore would not have liked that.
No, that's uncalled for. You don't need to work that kind of blue, Donnie.
You're so funny. You could do it without that stuff.
All right. Listen, let me put my leather jacket on, my bomber jacket and my scarf. I got to catch my biplane.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello. Hey. What?
Cameron Manheim or Rosie O'Donnell?
Who?
Cameron Manheim from the practice.
Oh, the lady from the practice. Lady from the practice.
Oh, Rosie O'Donnell.
Oh, the cheese stands alone.
And Rosie O'Donnell, a million miles away.
Catherine Manheim is so much more a woman. Rosie O'Donnell has a penis. I'm pretty sure.
There is something about that Cameron Manheim.
I like her.
Oh, brr.
I wouldn't do Rosie O'Donnell. Oh.
Hello.
Oh. Hello.
Trisha Yearwood or Grace Jones?
Oh, is Trisha Yearwood's that country singer's a cow?
It moo.
Or Grace Jones? Grace Jones, that girl with the mohawk?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, Grace Jones.
Yeah, Grace Jones. Well, that's
Grace
easy
Jones.
One.
Well, just checking.
All right. Thank you.
And I hope she was wearing the mohawk, too. Yeah.
Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, who would you do? Selma Hayek or Jennifer Lopez?
Lopez.
Selma Hayek.
It's got to be Selma.
No, got to be Lopez,
Jennifer
buddy.
Lopez, I think.
Lopez. She probably wanted her in the butt, though. She got such a big butt.
More Selma for me. Hi, everybody.
Yeah.
No, definitely Lopez. Who told her she's a singer, anyway?
Lopez?
I told you, I see her video all the time on MTV. It's like, why is Jennifer Lopez singing?
I'm surprised that that both you guys went for the Lopez instead of Selma Hayek.
I don't like that Selma Hayek that much, you know?
No.
Hello?
Or the
Backdoor Boys. Okay. That's why we had to stop doing Who Would You Do?
Take old bitties.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, good afternoon. I was calling about Who Would You Do?
Lopez has got tig old bitties.
Not like Summer Hayek.
No, Lopez has got a... You ever see the movie with Clooney?
Clooney?
Clooney. The movie that was written by the guy that wrote Get Shorty?
Have you ever seen the one with Antonio Banderas and Selma Hayek where she is wearing the shirt tied off at the middle with the... Buku cleavage.
I hate Antonio Banderas.
I know you hate
No, I haven't seen him. Just based on that. No.
Oh, there's no surf fighting in it.
Hello.
Hi, hey, how you doing?
Hi, fine, thank you.
I was calling about it. Who would you do? Yeah. Janet Reno or a glory hole at a peep show?
Oh, come on. Hello, Don, Mike Show.
Tony Kornheiser or Mike Lupica?
I don't think we're ready for the gay ones yet, are we?
I would, if you were ready to go down there, I would have a definitive answer to that question.
Mike Lupica.
Mike Lupica.
Yeah. Do you like Tony Boys?
No.
What?
No, Tony.
Because you like Tony Boys.
Oh, come on. Please. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yeah, Star Jones or your ex-wife?
Star Jones or my ex-wife?
Yeah. The tough one.
Oh, that is tough. Star Jones.
I'm going to say I've never met Don's ex-wife.
No, use your ex-wife.
Oh, yeah. Unfortunately, legal papers prevent me from doing that.
Oh, no, come on. You could answer the question. You could answer the question.
But, oh, you don't have an ex-wife.
I don't have an
ex-wife, but I would take any available ex-wife over Star Jones.
Yes, me too.
Thank you, Buzz.
You're afraid to answer that question, Mike.
Yes, isn't that amazing? After all these years, fear of more court battles.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yes, Paula Jens or Monica Lewinsky.
Now that's a good one. My answer will surprise you. The pig.
Mm-hmm.
I take Monica.
Boy, that's tough.
That's a good one. That's a really good one.
I have to go with Paula Jones. Definitely Monica.
Right.
It's too sloppy.
Right. All we need is a bag of flour, Buzz. Maybe two. We're set.
And that means I got to be in the room alone with Paula Jones.
Hello. Yeah. And her voice.
Yeah, really.
Not that Monica Lewinsky's voice is anything great, but that Paula Jones voice. Like a siren going off. Hello.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
It's like one of those European sirens. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
How about Shania Twain or your current wife?
Now the troublemakers are calling.
My current wife, sir.
Same here. Ditto.
My final wife, I should say.
Not my
current wife.
Ditto.
Ditto.
Hello,
Don and Mike Show.
Ditto Show.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
I got Who Would You Do?
Yeah.
Roseanne or Rosie O'Donnell?
I'm so sick of Roseanne and Rosie O'Donnell. Mm-hmm. I am so sick of... You know, now I'm remembering why we stopped doing Who Would You Do?
Roseanne.
All right,
Star Jones.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how about Monica Lewinsky or Drew Barrymore?
Oh, Drew Barrymore.
Drew Barrymore.
Even though I think she's dirty.
Drew.
Mm-hmm. Drew?
Yeah.
Cool. All right. I'm
glad we pleased you. Happy. We pleased him greatly. Hello, Don and... Oops. That's the wrong line. Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how about Shania Twain or Helen Hunt?
That is a toughie. That I'm going to have to stew on that for a moment.
Well, it's a no-brainer for me. Shania Twain.
Shania here, too.
Have to do Mike's sister. Have to do Hunt, buddy.
Really?
You know I got a thing for Helen Hunt.
Yeah.
I really, really swear to God I do.
They're both there. They're both.
If they're both naked in front of me and they're both saying have sex with me, I would have sex with Helen Hunt before Shania Twain.
Okay.
I would. I would.
Okay, so you chose Helen Hunt. That don't impress me much.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Monica or Hillary Clinton?
Monica.
Hillary. Man, that's tough. It is tough.
Hillary would be like having sex with a tree.
I think so. So I'll pick Monica. I think.
All right. Yeah. At least you know Monica's good. You know what? You know she knows what to do.
Right. I like the power aspect. You know. You know. I'm enjoying the. I'm enjoying the mind.
Too much unknown there.
Yeah, I'd be kind of putinky also. You know. Not that Monica would be like a potpourri.
Yeah, absolutely not.
It would definitely have
not
to,
by a long shot.
It'd have to be on a cool day. It could be on a hot summer.
I would venture to say that Monica loses that battle too.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Is this me?
Yeah.
Barbara Ann Mikulski or Marge Schott?
Oh, Barbara Mikulski.
Sure. Barbara Mikulski.
Yes.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I want to talk to Don and Mike.
Yeah, you're on the air.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
You're not. Bye.
That's right.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, who would you do?
Who?
You.
Sound like a knock-knock joke.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Gabe Merkin or Ken Beatrice?
It's a horrible decision to make.
I would shoot myself.
Yeah, me too. Thank you. Thank you for giving me an option.
Suicide. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, Julia Childs or Granny Clampett.
Well, you need a shovel if you wanted to do Granny Clampett.
Right.
But if they were alive, Julia Child.
Yummy.
Granny Clampett.
Yeah, Irene Ryan.
Yeah, I mean.
You'd break her like a twig.
Too much butter.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
All right, here's one. Jada Pinkett Smith or Halle Berry?
Jada Pinkett Smith, no question.
Halle Berry, slam dunk, Halle Berry.
Halle Berry.
No question. I'd get jiggy with it.
Oh, boy.
I would tear that up.
Halle Berry would be like top five. For,
I would
you know,
tear that up. I'd say, how you like Whitey now? How you like that now? Getting jiggy with it, Jada. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Rudy Martsky or Dennis?
I won't dignify that with an answer.
Well, that's just use the second bullet in the chamber.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Oh, Mike, you guys better stop what you do or you're going to burn out of it and blame the audience. So unfair.
I am getting close to burning out on it again, to be honest.
If one more Rosie O'Donnell call, I'm going to be burned out.
Hello, Don and Mike.
How about Julia Child or the two fat ladies?
See, we're getting too many calls like that. I'd rather have the serious ones. Like, Shania versus Helen was a great one.
You know, anybody who is a connoisseur of that show, the two fat ladies, you would have to ask, it would be better to ask the question, which fat lady would you do? The blonde one or the one with the horn-rimmed glasses?
You tell them apart.
They're easy to tell apart. They're very different in their horror.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hello there.
Christine Turner or Roy's mom?
Oh, dear. La, la, la. You know, I would like to commend our audience.
We've got some good ones today.
For putting us in uncomfortable situations.
Christine.
I have to answer.
Hey, this doesn't involve your ex-wife.
I have to answer.
Yeah.
Christine.
Buzz?
I'd say Lisa.
Really? You scoundrel.
You know, there he is. Mr. No Ramifications.
And look at him now. Look at his body language.
Look at this.
Folding his arms.
Oh, man.
Oh, I have to face her in the hall now, and I like Lisa.
Oh, I like her too, but, you know, you got to answer the question honestly.
Right. That's the honest truth.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
That's an honest answer and a strategic answer.
Yeah, right, Buzz.
Yes, live in the now, Buzz. You know what I'm talking about?
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Why not?
Yeah, Abra or Whoopi Goldberg.
Who?
Abra.
Who's the first one?
Abra or Whoopi
Goldberg?
Are you
trying to say Oprah?
Yes.
Opera. He called her opera. I do opera.
Opera.
Opera. No question.
Whoopi. You like Whoopi.
Oh.
I do. Is something about Whoopi you like?
Well, I know some stuff about her history. She's also a naughty girl.
Yeah. See, Buzz just wants to be pleased. He wants a woman who will give him a lot of pleasure.
A lot of pleasure.
I've always thought Oprah's pretty hot. I really have. I mean, she's annoying. She's so self-righteous and everything, but, you
do
know.
You think Oprah would be good?
I think if you got her drunk, she'd be excellent. You got her all liquored up and stuff, she'd probably do everything for
be
you.
Be party time.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, Don and Mike show.
Mary-Kate or Ashley Olsen?
Oh, sick.
Oh, that's 10 years from now, please.
In the head.
Ask me when they're posing in Playboy, mm-hmm. which they will be. Hello? Yeah.
7 of 9 or 6?
Who is 6?
Blossom's little...
Actually, mm-hmm. That hot Borg.
Right. Where's the tight outfit?
Yeah, right.
Ask Robbie about 6.
Robbie, you know who 6 is?
Yeah, she's Blossom, Myambolic friend. Yeah.
Well, the answer is 7 of 9, I believe.
7 of 9. 7 of 9.
7 of 9.
Oh, man, I tell you, a little too much lunch. Getting a little Myambolic.
Okay, last call. Don and Mike show. And I don't want everybody to think this is open season on this now. We're only doing this now in this segment. Mm-hmm. It's like an animal that urinates in the forest. We are doing this simply to mark our territory.
You ever hear about those freight trains takes 2 miles to stop? It's going to kind of be what we're going to do here.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Who would you do, George Costanza or Newman?
All right. Hello, Don and Mike show. That's why I started to hate Who Would You Do.
Right.
Everybody's calling him being a funny guy with us.
Yeah, we want serious, serious decisions here.
I don't want all these... Someday we'll do a homo edition of it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Let's keep it to girls now. A real girl that you'd really want to have sex with.
Yeah, no more homo calls.
Hello, Son of Mike Show. Sorry, Mike.
All right.
Hello.
Is this me?
Yeah.
Selma Hayek or Catherine Zeta-Jones?
Oh, gosh. That's easy. Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Mm-hmm. Hayek, buddy. I would.
Yeah, I know.
I would.
Is this how about you, Buzz?
Definitely Catherine Zeta-Jones. All right.
Hello, Don and Mike.
All right, you're right. A little pepper spray. I'm
very excited about the prospect.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, Corky's sister or the daughter from Alf?
I don't remember what the daughter from Alf looks like.
Really good looking.
And then when you say Corky's sister, how about the lady on ER?
No, Corky, that old show.
No, but you're talking about the actress who went on to play
on her name.
I was referring to the show she's on in the late 1990s.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, trying to get hold of Don and Mike?
Yeah, you're on the air.
All right. Who would you do, Jennifer Love Hewitt or Jennifer Aniston?
Now that is an excellent one. I want to ponder that for a minute.
That is a very good one.
That is such a tough one. I will tell you right now, Jennifer Aniston.
Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Jennifer Aniston.
More Love Hewitt for me.
That is an excellent one.
Very good.
Oh, Christ, that's a good
one. That was a nice little dilemma.
That's what Who Would You Do is all about.
Absolutely.
That's a tough one. Hello.
Hello, God. Hey, Mike. Hey, I got one. Local lady. Doreen Gensler or Wendy Rieger?
Doreen Gensler or Wendy Rieger. Local TV anchor women.
Doreen or Wendy? Wendy Rieger.
Wendy Rieger.
Even with her bad skin?
Wendy.
Wendy for me.
All right, thank you for checking in on that, Dennis.
Oh, okay, Donald.
Dennis, who would you do, Christine or Lisa?
Oh, by the way, I saw Christine on Sunday. I would do Christine by far.
Where'd you see Christine?
Oh, she was at Dewey Beach.
Oh, really? You saw her at the beach?
Yeah.
Was she there with a guy?
No, she was there with one of her female friends.
Oh. Really? Did you see her on the beach, or did you see her in a watering hole?
Actually, I was coming out of Dairy Queen when I saw Christine.
Did she talk to you?
Oh, yeah. She gave me a big hug.
Ah, okay.
Do you have, like, a bunch of T-shirts with you?
Actually, I have two.
Which of the Beach House girls would you do, Dennis? Kelly, Jill, or Michelle?
Oh, by far, Kelly.
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 You know, they're going to be at the Vegas-style show tonight. All
I
the
know,
girls.
God, you will do Kelly, too, once you see them all.
Oh, all right, thanks for the recommendation,
Dennis. Something to look forward to at the show tonight.
And Mike?
Yes, Dennis.
You will do Kelly also.
Really? How about Buzz?
Buzz will probably do all of them.
All right, Thank you, Dennis.
See you all later.
All right, goodbye. That is officially the end of Who Would You Do, okay?
That's right. Now let's try to stop that freight train. Okay, no more calls about that.
We just did it to prove that it's our bit.
That's right.
We thought it up. Mm-hmm. We do it the best.
That is true.
F you the view. And we will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Do you like Huey Lewis in the news? Their early work was a little too new wave for my taste. But when sports came out in '83, I think they really came into their own. commercially and artistically.
The whole album has a clear, crisp sound and a new sheen of consummate professionalism that really gives the songs a big boost.
He's been compared to Elvis Costello, but I think Huey has a far more bitter, cynical sense of humor.
In 87, Huey released this, Four, the most accomplished album. I think their undisputed masterpiece is Hip to Be Square. Songs so catchy, most people probably don't listen to the lyrics. But they should, because it's not just about the pleasures of conformity and the importance of trends. It's also a personal statement about the band itself. Hey, Paul!
This is Lincoln Sheen. Would you and your two buddies from the Crybaby Hall of Fame please destroy my phone number? I'm kind of serious about this, you know? I can take it, but I can also dish out. Like, if I hear from you guys again, I'm liable to go to the president of WJFK and file a complaint against you. You don't want that for a Christmas present, right? Have a nice day, Turkey.
It's the best of Don and Mike.
New York is everything they say.
Another one of our high-powered meetings we had before the show about the amount of boogers on the wall in the bathroom and the urine on the floor. And Ben Peterson, who is the custodial engineer here,
right? Yes,
told us that on occasion he has gone into the men's room and seen a time when someone took a crap on the floor.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he said it was the size of a small cake.
Of a cake
on the floor. And he actually brought people down to see it, you know, to see what he's dealing with.
I don't think it was him.
You know, a large puddle appeared on the floor in front of the urinal after we talked about the bathrooms yesterday. It's like somebody went in there to make their own lake after we talked.
Really?
Yes.
Really. Where's Ben? Would you see if you could find Ben, please, brains?
I think Ben might be having, I'm not sure, because Ben has the greatest disposition of anybody in the building.
He does.
But I have the slight inclination he may be having a tough day. They may be, you know.
And that was not what we intended.
No, not for a million years, because Ben's one of our favorite people.
Yeah, Ben's one of the few people here that we really consider to be a friend.
Yeah, and it just, you know, he was kind of laughing about it.
He was in a line of fire today. I think that what happened is we talked about the crappy, no pun intended, situation in the bathroom, and then the guys that run the building called Ben in and started yelling at him about it.
He's left the building.
Oh.
And I don't know if this is related to it, but when I drove in at about 1 o'clock, Ben was just sitting in his truck down in the parking lot.
I think he always sits down in his truck, though, like has a cigarette
lunch
or something.
Break. And he was happy when we saw him. He was with one of the owners of the building, and he was very cool about everything.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, everything was cool, and it was just like...
I just wanted to find out about the time that he really saw a big pile of crap in the bathroom.
As Ben said, it was the size of a cake.
Wow. Size of a cake! All right, hold on now. It says on my computer that he's in Tammy's office. What's Tammy's phone number?
464... I think?
I don't think so.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the brains of the show.
462.
I don't have my script with me. Sorry, Mike.
That's okay, brains.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Tammy. Is Ben up there?
No, he's not here. He hasn't been in here today.
Oh, crap. Okay, thanks, Tammy.
Bye.
All right, bye-bye.
All I know is he seemed okay when we saw him. I don't want, you know, the last thing we want to have happen is have him catch any heat, because he's not solely responsible for all this stuff around here.
He's not responsible, but let's... You know, and I don't want Ben to get in trouble either, but let's be honest. I mean, there have been times
the guy that does it, right?
There have been times, that we've gone in there. They've been like dried boogers on the wall, and they've been in there for more than one day. I mean,
I think, you know, it's equipment also. I mean, along with like telling him what to do, I'd like to see him get a power washer in there. That is seriously a bathroom where a power washer would work wonders.
Well, one guy can't do it by himself, and I think we have a cleaning service also.
Oh, they suck, Buzz. The cleaning service sucks.
There you go.
Oh, do they have a drain, like, in the middle of that bathroom? Do they have a drain
like
a
shower? No,
so you can hose the whole thing
down? I don't think so.
Damn.
It's just, you walk in there.
Bleach, though. A lot of bleach required.
Everything that comes out of your body is either on the wall or on the floor in that bathroom.
And then just, you know, if it's on there.
And imagine all the things we can't see. Like, if we had an infrared camera, we'd go in there and see, like, the geese and stuff like that. There's tons of stuff in that bathroom.
Yeah, so I hope everything seemed to me to be a bit under control, also that they'd gotten kind of the message, but it was also everything was okay. I didn't detect any anger from anybody.
I'd like to have somebody monitor the bathroom to see the next time that there's either a booger on the wall or a crap on the floor,
right,
or the sea of urine. I know I've walked in there a couple times with Buzz, and we walked in there.
Right.
Because, you know, we all have to go to the bathroom at the same time, since we can only go during the commercials.
Right. Right.
I walked in there with Buzz, and we have both stopped in front of the urinal and seen what appears to be, I am not lying,
yeah,
just a lake of urine.
Right.
On the ground next to the urinal. How?
That's in there. We were talking about this yesterday, why certain businesses will say, you know, for customers and employees only, mm-hmm, you know. Why? Because we really have a facility. Maybe it's its location. It's just convenient.
It's right out the lobby, and like when everybody from listeners, when they come in to pick up their prizes.
Right.
To when you have a guest on the show and they have their hangers on out there to, like, as we mentioned, the much maligned UPS guy who were.
Right.
Pretty sure is at the bottom of a lot of this. No. The UPS guy. Yeah, you know, the UPS guy that looks like Hank Kingsley. He's the guy. Like,
there are three or four UPS guys that pop in here. The guy that washes his hands that I told you about, he is not the Hank Kingsley lookalike. Because, they, you know, the guy, that guy also comes here on a regular basis.
Right.
But who knows? I mean,
there's all kinds of delivery men and stuff that come in. And there's the guys, oh, hold on.
Right.
What about the guys that are constantly working on the air conditioning in this building?
Sure.
Yeah. I mean, how many days do you come here and you see that big refrigeration truck outside?
Absolutely, every day.
And they seem like nice enough guys.
And the weekend, you know, we don't even know what goes on here on the weekend.
Well, but I can only talk about the things that are fresh. And Buzz said that he saw the new pond of urine just yesterday.
Right. That's after right. We talked, like somebody maybe did it on purpose.
Mm-hmm. Oh, mm-hmm. My.
Real, like, puddle?
Yes. Oh, huge. You've never been in there and seen that?
Yeah, I mean, I've seen it, but I mean, I didn't see the one yesterday that you're talking
had
about.
Had to be intentional. Too big to be an accident.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
my God. A puddle. Mm-hmm. Like somebody really just went on the floor.
Exactly.
Oh, God.
How could you do that? Would you be afraid that someone would, like, catch you if you're standing peeing on the floor? Right?
Yeah, really. I mean, it's ludicrous.
Unless it's a two-person job. Unless there's somebody that watches the door and somebody that does the deed.
During the day, could it be that elaborate a hoax?
Oh, well, look at the sales guys.
I mean, could it be that kind of scam where it's like, all right, stand by the door. I'm going to go in there and it's like, la-da-da-dee-da-da-da.
I don't think that we should eliminate the salespeople.
No.
From our inquisition.
Not at all. The salespeople, really. I mean, if you took the salespeople out of the equation. I mean, it's ridiculous. I'm just saying hypothetically here. If you took the sales guys and said to the sales guys, you know, you're not allowed to use the bathroom. I think the problem would be completely eliminated. You couldn't do that. I understand you couldn't do that. Thank you, Rob.
Why couldn't you do that?
I don't know, Don, but it's just...
Why couldn't you put a sign on the door that just said, no sales guys allowed? Or how about you just put a sign on the door that says, Jeff Schrinsky cannot go to the bathroom here. He's my number one suspect.
Yes.
The violently insane Jeff Schrinsky.
Absolutely. Oh, man. But it seems to me that the powers that be... that control this building from a custodial standpoint are taking matters seriously, very, very seriously. And that
I'd love to know who crapped on the floor, though. I'd love to know.
I'd like to know. I'd love to know, like, when it happened. You know, what were the circumstances? Who had been in there? Ben has suspects. I know that Ben definitely has suspects.
Ben, and I don't want to say this person's name, but the first suspect that Ben mentioned to you and I,
right,
is a guy who I don't think has anything to do with that. I mean, he is an animal, but
right,
I don't think that he has anything to do with that.
This is someone. It sounds to me the way Ben described it. This is not an accident. This is not something that... Right.
This is somebody. How do you miss the toilet when you're going number two?
The size of a cake. This is somebody who squatted, like, in the middle of the floor to make some kind of evil statement.
A protest, perhaps.
God. This was no boating accident.
Could that have happened during the business day? Someone going in there
if
and
there
squatting?
Was, if there's a two-person team, yes.
Oh!
Absolutely.
God!
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Jeez.
Hello.
Don and Mike.
Find Ben. Somebody call Ben at home. Right. I'd like to find out about the crap on the floor.
That's really...
That bothers me a lot more than the boogers on the wall or the pond of urine by the urinal.
Right. But I'm glad after all our ranting and raving that he's left for the day.
Hello.
Down to Mike.
Yeah, hi there.
Hey, buddy.
Hi.
Hey, did you happen to catch Channel 13 News here in Baltimore today?
Was it about the braces?
Nah, Marty Bass interviewing Kathy C.
Oh, there's a meeting of the minds.
Marty, Kathy C, how are you?
Marty Bass with Kathy C. Gifford.
I've got to tell you, I've admired you from afar for such a long time. Where are you going? Are you going down to Florida?
Hi, folks.
It's Marty Bass.
I'm here today with TV's Kathy Lee Gifford.
Today on Catching Bass.
Did Marty mention our names?
No mention of Don and Mike.
All right, goodbye.
Bummer.
Goodbye.
It's the only way it would have mattered.
Goodbye.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Marty Bass is a friend of ours.
Yes, he is. Yes, he actually appeared on stage with us one time.
Yeah. Hello.
At one of our wildest shows ever.
And Mike.
That was a kooky one.
That's right. That was the show that featured the exploding penis.
Hello, Don. Oh, that's at home, and that's when I'm on the treadmill, sir.
So you wouldn't be, like, secretly doing that at the office?
No. Okay. Listen, please, come on. I've got to say that I would only blow boogers on, and I didn't even know that the boogers would be blown on the wall at home. Hey,
that's been on an exercise machine and has suffered from an upper respiratory disturbance,
you just gotta let it go.
That occasionally, you really,
you know what I mean?
You know, it's like anything. When you're on a machine,
you're in the middle of a run.
You don't want to stop.
Right. You think I only got a half mile to go. You know you got a big crunchy in your nose. You just do that thing like the football players do. You put one finger over one nostril and off to the side. And I thought that they were all just like falling behind me until my wife went to clean down there one day and said, "You would not."
With the fan in front of you, so it blows them behind you.
Yeah, so you would not believe the collection of spooge back there.
Oh, God.
Definitely don't do that.
Okay, bye-bye.
Not here. I just do that at home.
That's good. Just at home.
And I'd like to say that no matter, you know, hey, picking out, get it? Picking out the culprit for all of this stuff, the puddle, the stuff on the wall, that is not the point. I mean, you know, you're going to get people that are doing it. What the point really is just getting this room, like, cleaned on a regular basis.
Oh, I'd like to know who it is.
I'd like to know who it is, but I'd also really, I'd love to have that place spick and span every week.
Ben has been paged.
Okay.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, you know what that move with the nose is? It's called the farmer's handkerchief.
Right. No, it's the farmer's knot.
Farmer's knot.
Oh, okay.
Farmer's knot. Right. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I called earlier to talk to Lisa. I'm the guy that with the Marine. Did she say anything to you?
You mean Lisa, the phone lady?
Yeah.
No, I'll tell you something about Lisa. Very upset at her today.
Yes.
She's not wearing a bikini as she promised she would yesterday. She's wearing, if possible, she's wearing more clothes than she's worn in any other day that she's worked for.
Wearing more clothing than she was yesterday.
True.
Well, Lisa, we also love you. Hey, Don, check
yes.
out. I joined
what?
The Marines today. You know, it's... Yeah, I need a change in my life. So
smart move.
The problem, actually,
smart move. Enjoy Kosovo, sir.
Well, you know, if that happens,
get your passport stamped.
That's right.
Hey, I got a problem though, because I didn't graduate high school. I got a GED.
That's all right, I guess.
Well, yeah, but the problem is the Marines only let 12 of these guys in a year, and all 12 of them are already signed up, but most of them haven't.
Wait. 12 guys? The Marines only let 12 guys in the United States into the Marine Corps with GEDs? That's not right.
I don't think so either, you know, but...
No, I mean, I'm not saying it's not right that the Marines are. I said, you got it wrong. That's not true.
I just talked to the guy today. I said,
there's no way.
Hey,
you know what?
That's gonna be
Hold on. Maybe they're just trying to let you down easy.
No, I don't think so.
You ever think about that?
I'm a pretty physically fit person. I'm a roofer by trade.
If you have the equivalency of a high school diploma, which is what a GED is...
That's what I thought, too, but they're not letting them in now. It's some kind of thing that they changed a few years ago.
Maybe they think you're a fag.
Oh, yeah, right.
Well, I don't know. You know, don't ask, don't tell. Maybe that's like they put a little note on there, homo, and then they say they come up with some kind of excuse to get you to back out. Listen,
I'm sorry. I'm sorry that if I slip once or twice, man. I'm a roofer by trade, and we have the worst mouths in history. Sailors shy away from us at a table.
All right, well, listen, call your recruiting guy back and find out all the details. Then call us back. Then we can talk about it.
Let us know if it's really 12 guys a year or if it's just
you. A guy named Mike Johnson. I talked to him today. I was there. I got a million flyers in front of me. He said I'll be the first person to call if there's an opening. See, if one of these guys breaks a leg or gets crippled or comes down with a flu or just a case of the pussy, he's going to be in trouble, you know?
I don't know for sure. It just doesn't sound right to me.
I don't want to offend all the Marines that are listening to the show, and God knows that they do a job that I don't have the balls to do.
Sure, right?
But I don't think the standards to be a Marine are quite that high. I'm not talking about being one of the fancy Marines. I'm talking about to be like a Gomer Pyle type Marine.
To be an enlisted guy, I think if you have the equivalent of a high school diploma, 12 in the entire country, it doesn't make sense. I mean, they require so many recruits every year, I would think that would be, you know, who knows?
Plus, you know, we're actively looking for the warm bodies to send over to Kosovo.
Hello, Kosovo.
Hey,
Semper Fi.
Hey, Brains.
Hey, Ben is not sure he wants to come on the air and talk to you guys yet about this situation.
Why?
He's
going
to... just seemed uncomfortable with it. I said,
Ben's never been uncomfortable being on the radio.
But he's
going to
call back in a few minutes if he's going to go on the air with you all. So,
is he uncomfortable about talking about the cake on the floor?
Yes, I mentioned the cake. And
well, that's all we want to ask him about is what he found the cake on the floor.
I don't think he's going to comment on the cake.
He doesn't want to comment? Has he been told not to comment on the cake?
I don't know. Not by me.
Okay.
But perhaps others have gotten to him.
All right, we'll check with the others' brains.
Okay.
And please find out.
All right.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you.
Brains, Spiewak. We get Ben an exemption that he can talk about stuff. You know, that'll be cool.
Yeah. I'd like to know, you know, when did it happen?
Sure. You know what? Was it really the size of a cake? What kind of cake?
Chocolate cake, Mike.
Chocolate bundt cake.
Big chocolate cake, right? Please. Come on. Hello, Donovan. Maybe a little German chocolate.
Oh.
With walnuts.
Yeah, with nuts. Hello, Dawn of my show. And sprinkles. Hello.
Hey, cake.
Hello, Dad. Dawn of my show.
Yeah, I work in a bowling center, and I walked into the restroom one day on one of my routine checks to see, make sure all the paper's filled.
Yeah.
Found three guys standing with their backs to the urinals having a peeing for distance contest.
All right, now listen. I just want to say, for the record, that we've had a urination contest on this show. Urination contest was sanctioned.
Mm-hmm. Sanctioned and also handled in the most sanitary way possible.
And I think that in a bowling alley, you should certainly expect for something like that to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It is a bowling alley, for God's sake.
A bowling center.
And is that C-E-N-T-R-E? Right, yeah. Like, yeah.
Wouldn't the all-time
spelling of center.
Right. Wouldn't the all-time winner, though, be service station restrooms? The worst I have ever seen have been service station. I mean, that is it's an old stereotype, but it fits because it's absolutely... I walked into one...
And they gave you the key that's on like a huge piece of iron.
Or wood.
Yeah,
it has like a wooden block saying R-R on it.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, this is Don and Mike.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
I wanted to back that guy up, that Marine who just enlisted. I used to assist a recruiter out when I was in the Marine Corps, and they really don't let people with GEDs in. They might have reopened a certain amount up.
Really? It seems to me that you're losing what could be the backbone of the Marines.
Yeah, I mean, you got a valuable workforce there.
Right.
I mean,
somebody's got to dig the ditches. Somebody's got to do the dirty work in the Marines.
I mean, you don't have to, get high SAT scores to learn to kill.
Right.
And isn't that the primary mission of the Marines? I mean, you're trained to kill.
Pretty much for the most part, yeah.
Sure. I think if you look through history, some of our all-time best killers have been mentally challenged.
Absolutely. I mean, really, guys that probably didn't do all that well in high school.
Right. You know, Rambo? How smart was Rambo?
Not. Mm-hmm.
Hey, guy's an idiot, please. Rambo.
Rambo.
What about Terminator? He's stupid.
He didn't say three words while he was killing all those people.
Right. I just saw Soldier with Kurt Russell. Dumb as a box of rocks.
Quiet guys. Guys that don't talk a lot. Oh, yeah.
Great killing machine, though.
Sure.
Soldier, Kurt Russell.
Absolutely. Forget about the GED. Identify the potential to be, a killer.
Hello.
Don.
Yes, Don and Mike here.
What's up, buddy?
Man, hey, buddy. Hurl them into battle.
Hello.
Hey, you would think the guys with the GEDs would be the first ones to go, whether they sign up or not.
I think it's GED, not GUD.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
They're clearly expendable.
Do you have your GUD?
I believe so.
Okay. All right, thank you. Bye-bye. Thank G-O-D you've got your G-U-D. And thank G-O-D that your mom didn't use the I-U-D. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Hi.
I was working at a Hardee's about probably 6 years ago, and the manager said, hey, go check out the bathroom. The customers are complaining. I go in there, and I open up the stall, and someone is
telling me. Okay. Oh, God.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yes. You need a crap on your floor, probably.
Oh, boy.
Who?
Uh-huh. Larry King.
Larry King doesn't work in this building, sir.
He's been here, though.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. He's been on the Liddy Show, hasn't he?
Aye, this will show them. This is the way I tell somebody I don't care for them.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey.
You know that bathroom thing? There's actually a disorder with people that have some sort of fetish with their feces.
Well, I'm sure, you know, there's a disorder for every sick thing that's done in the world.
Right. I just want to know, is Ben going to come on the air with us to talk about this?
I'd like to know.
Okay, so you crap on the floor in the men's room.
That don't impress me.
You know, what always concerns me whenever we have these discussions, you know, there's only one thing that worries me. Copycats.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I mean, speak with Don and Mike.
Same problem they have in Littleton, Colorado, Mike.
That's right, copycats. You have to watch out for copycats.
Hello?
Yes. Yeah, I was talking about, or listening to you guys talking about this guy who joining the Marines.
Yeah.
And it depends. I used to be a recruiter for the Army, and it depends on the numbers that the military needs at that time, whether they would take someone with a GED.
Okay. Don't we always need more guys now in our military?
No, that's not true. The Volunteer Army has, that's right, I remember a news story a few years back that the Volunteer Army has enough recruits now, right?
Really?
Yes, and they do change their standards as their need for recruits change. Ah, right.
That is true.
It's back a few years ago, right after Vietnam, where nobody wanted to go into the Army, right? And they needed
so, like,
recruits.
If we get into a bad war, like if Kosovo escalates, then we'll start taking stupider guys.
More and more, yes.
Okay, all right. Well, thank you. Maybe that guy was on the
That's right. Though. Your big ones like WW2, Vietnam, you get a lot of dummies in the Army.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello. Lots of damn dummies.
Lots of damn dummies because, you know, you need more warm bodies.
Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey.
Hey, I love the show.
Thanks.
Hey, you guys know how you have those Leave It to Beaver tapes where it sounds like they're saying dirty words, but they're not?
Yeah, we have one tape with Leave It to Beaver. Sounds just like he says the F word, but he doesn't.
I'm watching. I have it on tape now. It sounds like it's on Leave It to Beaver. It's where the mother's talking to Beaver, and she asks him, where's Wally? And it sounds like he says he's down at the store picking up some bitches.
All right, well, do you have
I've heard it like 10 times, and it just sounds just like bitches.
Do you have the tape?
Yeah.
All right, play it for us, please.
It'll probably go about 5 seconds before it says, because I got a crappy VCR.
All right, no problem. Just
here it goes.
Put the phone by the speaker.
Hey, look.
Was he?
No, the guys in the basketball team were standing around hitting each other on the arm.
Well, that doesn't sound very nice.
Gee, Mom, I can't wait for him old enough to do it.
Why didn't Wally come home with you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ah, that's
great. Yeah. Does it sound like it?
Exactly. Exactly.
That's great.
That's a good one.
Oh, that is fantastic.
Thank you, my friend. You might get Buzz's $1.06. I mean, the news tip hotline of the week.
Send us the tape.
Like that.
Send the tape.
Yeah, we need the tape. Thank you.
Oh, okay. Man. You know, sometimes it's absolutely a home run. That was perfect.
All right, bye. Hold on. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
We might be able to get one other person in before we wrap it up this afternoon. You're up next. Good afternoon. You're on.
Good afternoon, folks. I have a question for Mr. C. The comparison...
Chisty. C-H-I-S-T-I.
Oh, Christ. I'm
yes.
Sorry. Yeah, the comparison of Irish Americans in the 19th century to African Americans in this century, I think is interesting because one of the greatest Irish Americans that's ever lived, the founder of the Irish National Constabulary, Michael Marrow, also the inventor of V-neck pants, I think is one of the greatest Americans alive, and I think that illegal immigrants these days contribute to society in that if they were not here, Buzz Burbank would not have such a great, luxurious toupee on his crotch.
Come on.
The Don and Mike Show.
Did I not clearly explain the circle of trust to you, Greg?
Yeah, I think I got it.
Then is there something you want to tell me?
I don't think so.
See, if I can't trust you, Greg, then I have no choice but to put you right back outside the circle. And once you're out, you're out. There's no coming back.
Well, I would definitely like to stay inside the circle.
Well, then tell me the truth.
Jack, I don't know what we're talking about.
All right, now look, Fopper. I'm a patient man. That's what 19 months in a Vietnamese prison camp will do to you. But I will be watching you, studying your every move. And if I find that you are trying to corrupt my firstborn child, I will bring you down, baby. I will bring you down to Chinatown.
They like holes, not holes. Don and Mike.
Times over the last 3 or 4 months have people called. Every once in a while we get that call and they say, whatever happened to your brother?
Right?
Oh,
Jim.
Gotta find out now.
Jim is, when last we talked to him, he was kind of doing the long-haul trucking experience.
Remember I hooked him up for the Daytona 500 and then we never heard from him again?
Right. He was supposed to call him with a report the Monday morning after the Daytona 500.
Right, he just went and had a good time and never bothered to call.
He's Hello. A free spirit. That's what most independent long-haul truckers are, you know? It's them, it's their rig, and it's the road.
The last time I spoke to him, I think it was last weekend,
talking about working for yet another trucking company.
Good.
And I think he was talking about like getting a newer truck or something like that. I don't understand. He's always looking for a better deal with, because he gets paid by the mile. These truckers get paid so much per mile that they haul stuff.
That's right. And also, unfortunately, they get paid by the time, too. And the quicker they get it there, the, you know, they get a bonus or something like that.
But you know, now my brother's telling me they got something in the truck that monitors his speed.
GPS.
Mm-hmm. And tells the people that... Oh, how come I can't get through here?
My satellite.
And tells the people that own the trucking company how fast he's going. So, like, he gets in trouble if he speeds to get his load there faster.
Yeah, and they can also tell where he is anywhere in the United States. Precisely where he is. Whether the truck is moving or not, they can pinpoint it. Beth, what were you doing at the Mustang Ranch?
Well, turn that music down, please. Is this our phone screwing up?
Morning, Will Robinson.
Huh. Bingo.
Took a while because his phone is made of wood. Oh, no.
The carrier you have selected is unable to
Too many people. It's this population explosion.
You know, we've got like 18 different lines in the studio, and each of the lines has a different long-distance carrier.
That's right.
I told the guy last night from Sprint just to blow me. We were in the middle of having dinner. You know, my wife does this thing all the time where she, like, switches between Sprint and AT&T because if you sign up with Sprint, then AT&T calls you a month later to say, if you sign up with us, we'll send you $100.
If you can handle the paperwork, it's a good way to do it.
She does it all the time, and she constantly has these checks coming in.
Right.
And last night during dinner, a guy called. He says, hello, I'm from Sprint. Are you aware that you've changed from Sprint to AT&T? And I said, yes, I'm aware of that. Thank you. And I hung up. 2 seconds, the phone rings again. Hello, we must have got disconnected. I said, no, we didn't get disconnected. I'm having my dinner now. Thank you. Click, hang up. Bring, bring. Guy calls back again.
Uh-oh.
And then, so I let him have it.
And he's not supposed to do that. No. Tonight you can say lambe culo.
Right.
I'm not saying any more. I'm not saying any more things in Spanish.
And we found out Mike said something very bad when he repeated something that the caller said.
Oh, yes.
Hello?
Hold on. I just had him.
Oh, no. Did you just hit the button?
Yeah.
That was his hello.
Oh. And it might be the problems on his end because it sounded like the phone didn't even ring. It sounded like I just heard a hello.
Weird.
Oh, God.
Very difficult to,
it's tough.
I want to find out. You know what I want to really find out about?
What?
The Daytona 500. You know, even though it was like 13 years ago.
All he's told me about is it was cool.
It was cool.
It was cool. All right, now I won't hang up because we're not getting a ring instantly. I'll just stay on. It
takes a long time to,
Because they're calling Wisconsin.
The clogged artery phone state.
Cheese state.
I swear to God.
There was one time where we were all...
Pretty soon we're just going to yell out the window.
Send him a letter. It'd be faster.
Yeah.
Hey! It didn't even ring that time.
Well, what's wrong with your phone lines? It's rang four times and nobody answers.
It's rang four times, Mike, and nobody answers.
Well, there you are, Jim. You're on the show finally.
Oh, okay.
All right, everybody. Here is my real-life long... distance truck driving earth dog redneck cheese eating deer killing beer drinking camouflage wearing brother. The Kurt Cobain lookalike.
No.
My brother Jimmy.
No, I don't look like Kurt Cobain. Hey, did I tell you I got my hair cut short?
How short?
Short.
How short is short? You used to have it like as long as Jesus Christ.
Up to my collar and above my ears now.
Like flat top?
No.
Did you have to do it for a job or something?
No, I just... No.
Hey, Jim.
What?
How was the Daytona 500?
Yeah, it was okay.
Oh, thanks a lot. Good report.
It was okay. What are you driving now?
Still my Kenworth.
See, I don't know what that is.
It's a big long haul truck. It's a big 18 wheeler rig.
Yeah,
a Kenworth, and it's got a sleeper compartment, right?
Yeah, they call it a condo.
And it's like the nicest truck you've ever driven, isn't it?
No.
Is this the new one?
It's a nice truck. It's a big condo, big stand up sleeper and stuff.
Was this the new one you were telling me about?
No, I haven't taken that job yet.
And does this have a shower on board?
No.
Microwave?
No, I could get one though.
Really? Yeah. Is this How does this rate as far as trucks go?
Oh, it's just like Camaros. There's a million of them out there, you know. But
just like Camaros, nice. Mike.
It's a nice truck, you know.
Just like Camaros.
Stand up sleeper.
What would be if you had like the dream truck to drive across the country? What would be the finest truck, and what would it have in it if you had like the best truck possible?
Oh, it'd probably have to be like a Western Star.
A Western Star.
The Constellation series.
Yeah, what do they have in them?
Oh man, they got everything.
Toilet.
Yeah, you can get them with toilet. You can get them with a refrigerator, microwave.
You know what's the grossest thing I think the truckers have to do? Is like my brother's driving across the country. A lot of times he goes all the way to California from Wisconsin. He has to like stop in truck stops and take showers.
Yeah.
And like open places with other truckers and stuff.
No, they're all private showers.
But you can, you know, and some truckers.
It's gross.
Some truckers actually will, you know, forego the truck stop and actually stop at a real like Motel 6 or something like that.
You don't do that though, right?
No, because they don't pay for it.
That's right. So you if they pay for it, you can do that. But you use the community showers, right?
No, it's not a community shower. It's a private shower. But,
it's a shower that, like, every other dirty truck driver has been using before you.
Yeah, but they clean them after each shower.
Really?
They disinfect them in the whole
thing. They sanitize them?
It's clean.
Right. Oh, listen, here's one for you that'll shock you about my brother. He's dating another woman, and guess what? He's picked another one. He's picked another one out that has, like, 10 kids.
No, oh, my God.
Every time my brother dates a woman, she's always got kids. She always comes with a ready-made family. How many? Your new girlfriend, how many kids?
Oh, she got three.
Three kids?
She got three. How many? How old?
Seven, 9, and 11.
Oh, so they're at the upper end of the, you know, not, at least it's not 5, 4, and 1.
I was asking
I don't see her kids that much, though. They're with their dad quite a bit, too.
I was asking him the other weekend when he was telling me. Now, he says that this girlfriend, unlike, remember some of his other girlfriends who were like on tranquilizers,
right?
And,
she's not on any mind altering drugs.
Good, that's a good thing.
I said to him,
it's a plus.
I said to him,
I mean, it's like that Paxil stuff, man. That's the new drug of choice now. You know
what is it?
That Paxil, Wellbutrin, or that Prozac crap. You know,
you had girlfriends on that before?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
That Sherry was, and that Crystal was, and the bad thing about it was they never told me.
Those are his
You know what's funny?
Those are his two last girlfriends. Crystal was Crystal the one that went totally nuts on you?
That went what?
Totally nuts on you?
No, she did.
And what was the one before her?
Terry.
And they both had kids too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, no, it's you know, it's funny because Bob heard me. Bob introduced me to this girl. Because his wife works with her, and the first thing I asked her, I said, "You taking any prescription drugs?"
Bob is one of my brother's closest friends.
And does she? Who's the celebrity she most resembles? Jamie?
Excellent question.
Jamie Lee Curtis.
Oh, really?
And
hermaphrodite.
Her name is Jamie.
She
looks a lot like Jamie Lee Curtis. Huh.
And how did you meet this girl?
Bob's wife works with her.
Really?
Would they hook you up like on a get-together date, a blind date or something?
Well, it wasn't a blind date. We went over to Bob's house and played cards one night and met, you know, and hit it off pretty good.
Is she a smoker?
No.
Oh.
How does she stand being around you, Joe Camel?
She says she doesn't mind it.
How many are you down to? You doing still doing two packs a day?
No, about 2.5, 3.
Oh, my. Oh.
Hey, he's cut down, man. He's a health nut. How many defenseless animals have you killed recently?
None since last fall.
He's a big hunter, my brother. Yes. He likes going out with a bow and arrow.
He's even hunted elk and things like that.
Yeah, right. He was an elk guide for a while.
Right after he worked at the porno bookstore.
Do you guys got Gander Mountains out there?
Gander Mountains?
What's a Gander Mountain, Jimmy?
It's like an outdoor hunting and fishing and camping store. It's a big chain around the Midwest.
No. I've not heard of them, Jimmy.
You know, it's like Carbella's.
Nope.
Never heard of that either.
Really?
Really.
Right.
So let me ask you, what's your feelings on the new Star Wars?
I don't know.
Were you?
I'm not really into that science fiction stuff.
So you weren't into it?
Take it or leave it.
You weren't into it the first time it came out?
No, I've been listening to Chicago radio this week, and you know they got lines going around the theater for two blocks long. You know, and I don't know. It's just kind of goofy to me.
I like the mysticism.
Right. What's the last good movie that you saw?
I don't know.
What's the last really good thing you saw on television that you really enjoyed, that really amused you?
But not a truck pull or something like that.
Geez, I don't know. I haven't really been home that much to watch TV or movies.
Wow.
What's the last good video game you played?
Gran Turismo.
Gran Turismo.
That's a driving game for PlayStation, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. That's an awesome game.
And what's the last great book? You know, forget it.
No, go ahead and ask
forget
him.
Forget that.
No, no, really. I'm serious. What's the last book you read? Screw good book. What's the last book you read?
Jeez, I don't know. It was probably back in 1981.
Do you remember what it might have been?
I think it was a war book.
A war book.
And what are your feelings on the war in Kosovo?
I think it's crazy.
In what way?
I don't know. I don't think we should be there. I think we should just keep our nose out of it all. Just worry about our country, you know?
Hmm. That's good. An isolationist viewpoint.
You know, but I don't know. I don't know. I don't want to talk about it.
Okay.
Okay. What are you hauling right now when you drive across the country? What's your load?
This week I've been hauling a lot of shingles.
Oh, that's gotta be itchy.
No, it's, you know, I don't have to touch it or nothing. It goes on the back of the flatbed, and I just throw a strap over.
Oh, those kind of shingles.
And where are you driving to?
This week, it's just been around Wisconsin and Illinois.
What's far? You've been out to Denver and out to California, too, right?
Yeah, I was out to California about two or three weeks ago.
Jim, you drive all over the state. What is the most beautiful town in Wisconsin, in your opinion?
The most beautiful town?
Yes.
Jeez, I'd probably have to say Rice Lake.
Rice Lake,
Rice
Wisconsin.
Lake. Oh, yeah. And what's the ugliest town in Wisconsin?
Probably Milwaukee.
Really?
There you go.
Yeah. What's wrong with Milwaukee?
Milwaukee's a dump. You know, you drive 94 up through Milwaukee, you can really see it, you know, during the daytime. It's a dump.
Your girlfriend, your new girlfriend now with the kids, is she from Wisconsin?
Yeah.
She from Rice Lake or Milwaukee?
No, she's from Janesville.
Janesville.
Janesville. Janesville is a pigsty also, man.
Really?
No,
it's not.
Janesville is Beloit, one step above Beloit, which is the biggest pigsty in all of Wisconsin.
Yeah, it's not a pigsty, but, you know, yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. So what are you doing this weekend?
Just gonna probably, I don't know, I'm thinking about going camping because I'll be home tomorrow night.
He's such a mountain man.
Yes, I got Rachel this weekend, so I was thinking about maybe taking her camping.
And when you go camping, I mean, do you have a tent or you just sleep outside or what?
Yeah, I got a tent. I got two different tents.
You just set up the whole tent and then you cook on the open fire and all that?
That's right.
Oh, that's fun.
You kill any animals and eat them?
No, we go fishing. You know, if we catch some fish, we'll fry them up, but, you know, it's not hunting season.
How's your motorbike?
I sold it.
Shocker. Why'd you do that?
Needed a different vehicle.
What about your remote control dune buggy or whatever that thing is that you're crazy for?
Oh, I'm into the boats.
Remote control boats.
Yeah.
Will you take the remote control boats camping?
No. In the summer, I'll go down to Rockford and a bunch of us get together on Sundays and run them and race them around and stuff.
When you go camping, what do you do if it rains?
I don't know.
Good answer.
Depends on who I'm with.
Okay.
If I'm with my girlfriend, we'll lay in a tent and have sex all day.
You have sex with this girl a lot?
Yeah.
Hey,
what's wrong with that?
Nothing. I'm just curious. Hey,
oh, okay.
Good.
Have you ever thought about it?
Well, yeah. Hasn't everybody?
It's gross, man.
No.
Have you ever, Jim, everyone has.
Have you done it?
Why?
That means yes.
Same time
right,
in the past.
Don and Mike, have you guys ever done it?
No.
No, we haven't.
Why?
But, you know, I...
Buzz has, though.
I understand it. Don is repelled by it.
Why?
Because you might want to take that up with your brother.
It's an exit, not an entrance, man. It's where your poops come out. It's awful.
Okay.
But, so you've experimented there before.
Not with mine.
Okay, all right, I got you. Not with
good man.
Not with mine.
Not with yours. All right, Jimbo.
I'll be honest. Yeah, I tried it once a long time ago when I was in Europe.
When you were in
Europe?
Yeah.
Where were you? Where were you?
When he was in the service.
Was it with a German girl?
Yeah.
And of course it was with a German girl.
And how would you rate the experience?
Tight.
Oh, God. You do get honesty when you talk to my brother.
Yes, you do.
You do get 100% honesty.
Wow.
And, I don't know. I don't know what else to ask.
What do you ask after that? Ever do that with an American?
No.
Okay.
No.
And nobody's ever done that to you?
No.
No, okay.
No,
no,
no, absolutely
not. No, that's
not
a virgin.
So you have a lot of sex with this new girl?
Oh, yeah, quite a bit.
In protection?
Yeah, yeah.
Good.
Very good.
Good?
Yeah, we both, I'd say a month ago, we both had an AIDS test.
You mean for, like, life insurance or something like that? Or you just
no, we just, you know, we were using the rubbers all the time. And
oh, my God.
And, you know, but we both went up to Janesville to the clinic.
Oh, to Janesville again. Go to the clinic in Janesville.
Well, yeah, we had an AIDS test. There's nothing wrong with that, is there?
No.
Any particular, what was the catalyst for getting the AIDS test? You just wanted to check each other out a little bit?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. I think that's fine.
Well, you know, it's you know, I don't know if I should talk about her or not.
No, I think it's good. I think more people should do that.
She brought it up, you know, but we were talking about each other's past,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Oh, she think you might be a candidate?
Well, no, we were just curious, you know, and she hasn't been with but just one person, her husband.
And, okay, oh, so really? So she wanted it. I think that, you know what? I think that shows she's a good woman.
She brought it up, you know,
that's
and I'm
good.
Not going to lie to her. Yeah, I've been with quite a few women.
You tell her how many you've been with?
She's I couldn't even count.
And see, I think that's a good woman that wanted you to do that, and I think you're a good guy for going along with
it. Well, you know, I don't have a problem with that.
Good
is
for
it
you.
Is it like an EPT test? You get the results immediately, or did you have to get them?
No, we had to wait like 3 days.
And let me ask you a question. While you were waiting, were you a little nervous?
No.
Yeah, okay, good man. Good.
No.
No.
No, because I'm quite selective.
Hey, there you go. Oh, sure, you're quite selective. My brother exclusively dates women with personality disorders.
No, now the thing about that is, you know, these women, they BS you all the time, you know?
Yeah.
And that's why, like, Bob gets a kick out of it. Every woman that I meet now, that's the first thing I ask him is, hey, are you on any medication?
Right, gotcha.
You know?
All right, Jimmy. Well, listen, any parting words of wisdom? Because, you know, I think since the last time you were on the show, we've upped our listenership. We got 5 million listeners now.
Oh, wow.
So there are 5 million people at any given time listening to you. What might your words of wisdom be?
Well, I don't know. I just have fun.
Have fun?
Have fun.
Good advice. Have fun. What a lovely piece of advice.
Have fun. Well, all right, you dumb.
Oh, okay, you Ron.
You damn dummy. You know, and I think that's the last time that my brother was on the show when we discussed
right.
the damn dummy
right.
situation.
Yeah, we were talking about that.
Moron, dumb, and damn dummy. And now that we have Jim on the phone, it came out damn dummy or dumb or something like that came from Jim.
Yeah.
Were there any other ones that your parents used on you guys?
I think we mentioned the only other one I can remember is my dad used to call him Phil the Bad Pill.
Phil the Bad Pill.
Because my brother's middle name is Philip.
They used to call him the Moose.
Call who the moose?
Me.
They called you the moose?
The moose.
The moose.
The moose. Where's the moose? He's downstairs with a damn dummy. Wonderful family we had.
Yeah.
All right, well, Jimmy, I love you, and I will talk to you probably this weekend.
All right, you going to call me or what?
Yeah, I'll call you.
Yeah, you said that a month ago.
I'm busy.
Well?
All right, I'll call you.
Give me a 2-minute phone call, bud.
Okay, bud.
All right.
All right, man.
See you guys
right.
later.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Jim.
Bye, Jim.
He had a big cough as he was hanging up. Hey, he's up.
Yeah.
He is in a good period in his life. He is way up there, and I like it when he sounds like that.
Yeah.
That's great.
Because we've had him when he's been kind of down on his luck before.
Come on, honey. Get up. Come on. We're going to Janesville. We'll miss the AIDS test. Hey, I like, you know, I respect
He's real,
you.
Man.
I
he's 100% real.
I respect your brother for doing that, and I wish everybody would have that attitude.
Mm-hmm. My brother reminds me of a lot of the callers to this show.
He's a good guy.
He truly does. Oh, I love him. Are you kidding me?
He's actually, you can tell, I mean, he wears his heart on his sleeve just like you do, and you can tell when he is up or when he is down, and he is obviously up.
Yeah, he's happy now. His business is going good.
Right.
Dating a girl doesn't have AIDS.
Hey, it sounds to me.
Things are okay.
He's got the right woman. I mean, he's got a woman who's settling him down a little bit.
No Prozac.
Right.
No AIDS. Life's good. Playing his video games.
Gotta go to Janesville. Why? He says.
We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I must not scream. I must not scream in front of them. I must say, I must not listen to my mind. I must not run off the set. I must not run. I must not run. I know I'll break down. They'll find out I'm weak. They'll find out I'm in pain. Oh, God. What God? I will break down, look like a fool, an idiot. They'll find out I can't act. Can't act. Can't act at all. End of the vision. Well, there must be a way out. And my mind is telling me there's a way out. You get a nice, cool gun.
We'll talk with Phyllis Diller and continue with our panel right after this. Don't go away.
The Don and Mike Show.
That night was my son's birthday party. My wife invites the priest. He's always at the house.
Hey, Tony.
Hi, Don.
You like creme anglaise?
Hey, you bless it. I'll eat it.
She's not coming.
Who?
Grandma just called. Started crying and hung up.
She needs a purpose in life.
Well, your mother is tougher than you think. So what, no f***ing DD now?
Hey! Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program, The Best of Don and Mike. It'll be money.
Would you go see his feet? Yes, I would. I would. I saw them briefly. She's wearing some kind of sandal thing.
We were just talking about Christine's feet.
She was wearing very strange shoes today.
I'm not a foot lover. I'm not a foot lover in the least.
I fall on the other side of that. I am a tremendous foot person.
Depends on the feet. Mm-hmm. I don't like love with the butt, and I don't like love with feet. I don't like feet in general.
I love feet. I love rubbing feet. I love having my feet rubbed.
However, we came in the studio. I can't picture anything worse. That would be like... Having to rub your feet would be like having to rub Selma and Patty's feet, you know, on The Simpsons.
Well, fortunately, my wife doesn't think so. She likes rubbing my... No, she doesn't like rubbing my feet. She rubs my feet, but because I have made her rub my feet so many times, she no longer delights in the task.
Delights in it.
But it's not in a gross thing as much... Well, yeah, it is in a gross thing sometimes when they're really sweaty. You know, like if I come home from playing golf...
And then you make her rub your feet?
Well, I don't make her. What I say is I plead, I bribe, I cajole, I sit there, I say, please, please rub my feet.
Rub my feet. Like Mother Teresa.
That's right.
Well, Christine, we were just talking about the fact that you have on sandals today.
I wear flip-flops all the time when it gets, you know, nicer weather. I have ugly toes, and I know that.
Can we see them, please?
All right, we're going to take a look at our feet.
They're very long toes. They're ugly.
But you've got that was such a brief look.
Oh, hold on. Just sit down in the chair and put your feet up here on the console.
Go ahead. That's like I often
make
do.
Make myself at home.
Yeah, make yourself at home. Let me check your feet out. Take your shoes off.
All right, checking her feet out.
Not a big foot look.
What kind of toenail polish do you have on there?
This is my roommate's. I just bought a new color today, so they'll be painted different.
Were they like purple?
Tomorrow.
It's like a sparkly.
It's like a sparkly red.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
My favorite, but it's all that was in the little nail polish box.
I know she has beautiful feet.
I don't know if they're beautiful.
Oh, they're ugly.
They're athletic feet.
Ah. Are they really?
They don't look. They're not doughy in any way.
Put it back up. I want to see how far apart your toes are spread. Is there a lot of separation between her? I can't really see it from where I am.
No, but they're feet that look like...
They're clean.
That's right. They look like the middle toes. Now she's raising up her middle toes like tarantula legs. There we go.
I don't see like a bunch of hard, black, crusty stuff on the bottom.
No, that's a good sign.
I just know they're ugly. I know. You guys
can. There's none of that, like on the underside of the footy, there's none of that, you know, that I wear a lot of sandals caked stuff, you know, that
right.
You see sometimes.
Good.
Yeah.
But your feet are okay.
Thank you.
Pretty good feet.
Thank you.
Pretty good.
Thank you, Christine.
Very nice.
You realize that's the first time she's ever taken anything off for us.
I know. We're very excited to start.
All right. That show right, us Buzz.
It's a start. So you're telling us there's a chance.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hello there.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Buddy.
Hey, Bobby.
Buddy.
Hi, Bobby.
You know what?
What?
Since you guys are talking about feet.
Yes.
The doctor says that my tendons are too tight in my feet, so my toes curl a little.
You sure that's the tendons?
Yeah, I guess so.
Sure
maybe my mom just made me wear too small shoes when I was young.
Or maybe, you know, you curl your toes when you're excited.
Maybe.
My feet are gross, man.
That's why they're curled right now.
Are they curled right now?
They sure are.
Of course they are.
But I'm from Sacramento, and I just want to let you guys know that I love you guys, and I wasn't mad that you guys weren't on for an hour.
Oh, well, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
When you ever get really excited, do you ever, like, do you curl your toes? Like, do you find yourself clenching your foot?
Feet have nothing to do with pleasure for me.
But are you aware ever of you're probably not aware of your feet. You don't think about your feet.
Even when I make love with my wife, when I am totally naked,
right.
I always leave socks on.
Do you ever wiggle your toes?
No. I might move my legs.
But you said before,
but not my feet.
When you scratch with your pencil.
Tell me when I have athlete's foot, Mike.
But you say that's you compare that to a very erotic experience.
It can be erotic. Athlete's foot can be erotic until you hit blood. When you scratch so much,
right? But
that you hit blood. Now I haven't had athlete's foot for a while.
Right, but the foot is a nerve center. I mean, there's so many like nerves in the feet that feel good.
Are you or have you ever been ticklish on your feet? Like as a
ticklish?
Kid, anything?
Ticklish. Nobody's ever found out. Really? I've never let anybody close to
my
feet.
Not even as a little kid. You don't remember?
No. Stay away from my feet.
You wouldn't know if the bottom of your feet were ticklish?
No, I wouldn't.
Well, I'm not going to show you.
Thank you. I don't want you to show me.
I'm going to demonstrate that right now.
I don't want you to go get a big feather.
You have no concept of whether that would be a ticklish experience.
No, I don't.
You just,
I swear to God.
You'd probably recoil at anybody touching
yes.
your feet.
Right.
So that means they are ticklish, probably.
I don't know. I don't like my feet. I don't like your feet. I like Buzz's. I like Christine's. I like anybody's feet.
Have you ever had a foot rub?
No. Christ, no.
Really?
No. Well, first off, I've never had a massage of any kind.
Right.
But that would be the last place I'd let anybody touch on me would be my feet. Please. I'm embarrassed of my feet. My big Fred Flintstone feet.
If you ever did get a massage and they got down, would you say, no, don't touch my feet?
Right. Oh, I would wear socks. I mean, you know, just the other night when I had juicy relations with Freedom, I was totally naked, really getting into it, but I leave the socks on. Because
hooded feet.
Because what I don't want her to do is like, you know, because I lost a lot of weight.
Right.
I lift weights now and stuff. I mean, I'm not Jack LaLanne, but I'm in better shape than I was.
Mm-hmm.
What I don't want her doing is looking at me going, oh, you look so good, then getting down on my feet.
And seeing the feet.
And going, oh, gross. So no, I always leave socks on.
But
always.
The whole concept of feet is something that doesn't appear.
Gross. My wife is always saying to me, rub my feet.
Mm-hmm.
Say, honey, you married the wrong guy. I've never rubbed my wife's feet.
Really?
Never. Now, and I give my wife massages all the time. My wife has like these, she gets these little clumps in her back.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like tension stuff where I have little knots in her back.
Right.
And I'm constantly doing that, like doing her shoulders and her back. I do that for her as much as she wants.
But no feet.
Never with the feet.
My wife and I have a thing called reciprocity where we'll both lie down on the couch and she'll be at one end and I'll be at the other end. And she has her feet in my lap, and, well, you know, because of her height, I have my feet, like, up around her ears.
Hey, honey.
And we'll rub each other's feet, and we give each other, like, equal amounts of time, and it just goes on. We can go on for, like, 2 hours doing that.
Gross. That's gross, man. Hi, honey.
You're telling him he's gross?
Yeah, do you know, he rubs Laura's feet while she rubs his feet.
You know, I was telling the woman who was giving me a pedicure today.
Oh, you got a pedicure. What? That's perfect timing.
And was massaging my feet. I was saying to the woman who was giving me the pedicure and the lady sitting next to me, gee, I wish I could get my husband to do this.
I just said that. Never.
He
I would never do that.
Touch my feet.
He'll, no.
You know. Yeah, you've got your areas, and but you know, straight from the bathtub, sweet and not fungusy like yours are. You still won't touch them.
See, when you get a pedicure, you get your nails done, and then they put lotion on your feet, and they rub the lotion into your feet.
Oh,
it's clean.
Oh,
it's decent.
Incredible. Have you ever had reflexology?
Yeah, sort of. I mean, I it was part of an all.
What is that? What kind of demonic?
That's where they take the pressure points in your feet that are connected to the rest of your body, and they rub those spots to make the to give you overall well-being.
And the theory is they can tell the entire health of your body by rubbing your feet.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, gross. I swear to God, that's gross.
You know, it's amazing that she got a pedicure because that's like one of the greatest foot experiences you can have is to have a pedicure.
Oh, I had a good one today, too.
It's gross, man.
Sometimes they hardly give your feet any attention at all. But this lady worked on my feet and my
That's head. An awful job. I mean, that would be a worse job than selling shoes.
I don't think I'd like that job.
Giving pedicures. Can you imagine that? People's big, smelly, cheesy feet in your face all day today.
Well, I'm a little hyper about it because, you know, you don't know this about me, sweetie, because we don't talk about feet, but I bring my own equipment in. I don't even let them use their own, their pedicure, you know, anything to file the nails. I'm afraid to get that you'll be the person before me.
Now, that's a professional pedicure person right here, if you bring your own stuff.
No, I know people who have gotten toe fungus before from getting a pedicure.
Oh, man. Can you imagine the person that does that, too? I mean, you're exposed to all those kind of feet.
You know, I know a guy. I can't say anything about him, but I know a guy who had, you know, the toenail fungus that I have under my big toe and Buzz has under his toes?
Right.
I know a guy, I swear to God, that has it on his hands.
Like on his fingernails, on his hands.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That he works in the food service industry.
Oh, God. He does not work in the food service industry. And as long as I've known this guy, it's like I never say anything to him about it. You know what I mean? It's like, hey, how you doing?
That's sad.
How's everything going?
And what that means is eventually he'll be around his nose, his, you know, the outside of his eyes, his mouth, his crotch.
Ever shake hands with him? Every time I see him, Buzz. Every time I see him, I really do.
I'm on this line, my boo.
Mom?
Yes?
Have you fed the dogs yet?
No, that's what I told you to do.
No, like they have food, but the special food.
No, that was your job, sweet pea.
Okay.
All right, bye.
Okay, bye.
Now, there's a boy with good-looking feet.
Yes.
As my son.
Yeah, really? And it puts you to shame, and you should get that foot medicine.
My son had the, well, first off, my son would, like, wear my shoes.
And he could have caught it from you.
He would, like, he loves wearing my Nikes and stuff. Right. So it's like he would come home from school, and he would put on my shoes.
Didn't he flop around in them a little bit? Aren't they still a little large for him?
Well, he wears like a size, what's he wear, like a 9 now?
9.5.
9.5. I wear an 11, so he can fit into all my shoes.
Right.
And all of a sudden, he started wearing my shoes, and he started noticing, hey, I'm getting that thing on my toes that you got there.
Oh, my God.
So we took him to the doctor, and the doctor gave him some pills, and I mean, those things work like a charm.
Are they expensive?
I don't know. I didn't pay for them. I mean, I paid for them, but I don't know if they're expensive or not.
They're incredibly. You have to go on it for 3 months, and it's like $200 a month. They're very expensive.
But they work. Man, they work.
Insurance,
his feet.
So it didn't bother us.
Feet look great.
Just 5 pills a day. But you're not going to take them then.
You know what that would mean? That would mean I would have to go to the doctor. I would have to take my shoes off. I would have to say, doctor, please look at my diseased feet.
But if he freed you of your
fungus.
Touch
my bad toe. Now, listen, by this time, I'm used to it.
Yeah, but
I'm used to it. I wear socks all the time. When I go to the beach in the summer, I always put sand over the one foot that's got the uggy toe.
I think if you didn't have that uggy toe, you would free your feet and let everyone see them.
And then you have to be like, one of the sports junkies told me that they wear hard shoes on the beach.
Who told you that?
I forget it. The Christmas party, one of them
had
told
me. It had to be Cakes.
I think it was.
Hard shoes on the beach.
Because he's got the ugly toes.
That's the only one I can see hard shoes. Loafers on the beach.
That is bad.
Or he probably said the tugly O's or something in that talk.
All right, well, I love you, honey.
I love you too, boo-boo, and I love you in spite of your toes.
And I love you in spite of the fact that you're constantly harassing me to touch your feet. Well, and I want no part of them.
I will give you the choice of either end. You could either massage my feet or massage my head. Both would be wonderful treats.
Every time you get those knots on your back, who takes care of your back?
You do it in a workmanlike manner, and you do a good job.
Now, wait a minute, hold on.
But it's not a soft, sensual manner.
But wait, when you get the knots on your back, when you say to me, I can't sleep, I can't relax, I'm all tensed up, who takes care of you?
You.
Thank you.
Now.
Thank you.
You do it, and you do it rough, and it's.
Does
and
it work?
Gone.
Does it work?
And I feel so much better when you stop.
Thank you. Oh, now listen, now if you're gonna give me lip like that, you're not gonna get that treatment anymore.
I like it. All right, boo boo.
All right.
I'm sorry. I'll be happy with my back.
Yeah, she likes that. See, that's why she came right around on that.
Yeah, you know why? Because I got the magic touch with my wife. My wife gets these knots in her back,
right?
And they drive her friggin' crazy, where she can't sleep, her neck hurts, and all I gotta do is rub her back for 3 minutes.
It's only right that the person that puts the tension there should.
I rub her back for 3 minutes, and it's like Svengali, where she goes, she's, oh, I cannot believe how fantastic I feel now.
Master.
I wish.
If only you heard that during sex.
What?
If only you got the same response after sex. How fantastic I feel, and what a master you are. Sugar Bear.
Oh, no. Rita got the crickets today. Oh, my God.
Oh, I couldn't hear the crickets. I thought you just turned off the mic and were talking behind my back.
No, I let the crickets speak for me.
Right.
Oh, okay.
All right.
I'll see you later.
Goodbye.
Oh. I don't need to be taunted about my worth in the bedroom. I feel good about myself there.
You can always tell when she gets off a real zinger. You know, we all get real quiet. We don't want to pile on or anything like that. You know, we all just kind of take a deep breath and go, ooh, sex joke.
Hello.
Buddy.
Hello. Hello.
Hey, buddy.
Yeah. Hey, Tom Gavin. Sing it, Tom, sing it.
Oh, my God.
Here's another one.
Sing it.
Tom?
What are his feet are like?
Monster feet.
Covered with boils.
Tom?
It's the Tom Gavin Jam.
I bet he has hooves.
Jamming oldies with Tom Gavin.
You remember Pinocchio? When Pinocchio got turned into the donkey?
Right.
But that's Tom Gavin.
He chew off one giant toenail.
Right.
He's a good swimmer, though.
Yeehaw!
Oops. This is Tommy's just playing his Beverly Hillbillies.
Tom?
Yo.
Yo, okay. Thanks for calling, Tommy.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, a little Jethro Tull there, I heard.
Yeah, buddy.
You like Jethro Tull, Tom?
Yep, that's what I'll be playing on my show tomorrow.
Can you spell Jethro?
Jethro?
Mm-hmm.
Bet he's got the CD in front of him.
He just gave me the
answer. I just gave the answer.
The listener's friend.
Sorry about that.
I still think he won't be able to spell it.
Jethro Tull. All right. You ready?
Yep. Yes.
All right. It's Jethro Tull.
Way to help him out.
All right. Sorry about that. I just did what I always complain that you do, Mike. Now I say that you give people the answers.
Oh,
he's leaving. You got it right.
All right, Tom.
I got it right.
You got it right.
Way to go, Tommy.
What's up, guys?
Hey, Buzz. Hey.
What's up, guys?
Hey, Tom. What's up, guys?
What's up, guys?
What's up, buddy?
Hey, Tom, can we hear that evil Tom Gavin laugh again?
Which one?
See, he can't do it on command.
No, it's a natural.
It's got to be spontaneous.
It's a natural happening.
You the man, Tom.
You the man.
All right. See you, Tom.
See you tomorrow night.
Oh, yeah. Look great at the show.
All right.
I forgot you're coming to the show. See you there.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
I'm going to make Dennis spend some time with
Hello?
You.
Hello?
Yes, yes, Tom.
Hello? I can't hang the phone up. It won't move.
I hope you get a good seat tomorrow night, Tom.
I will get a good seat.
Tom's coming to the Vegas show.
Yep, I'll be there.
Happy days are here again.
Yep, happy days are here again.
Yeah, Tom Gavin is coming to our Las Vegas style show tomorrow night.
What's he doing now?
Oh my God. I wonder if he'll be balancing the cane on his head tomorrow night.
Of course he will. I think that's a good idea. We have to make Dennis sit next to him.
Kind of a penance for Dennis.
I think it's a good idea for Florida.
What, with all of his phone calls? Hell, all of his phone calls just last week on the show.
That's right.
I'm calling us every 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to Don Pablo's in Tampa Bay now. I'm going to be at the Publix convenience store. I'm going to be at the new Tampa Bay Buccaneers Stadium.
Yeah, that's his penance. He has to sit next to Tom.
I had to hang up on him there.
Goodbye, Tom. Tom Gavin's jam session.
You're listening to the Tom Gavin Show.
Jethro. That's exactly what it was.
From Jethro Clampett to Jethro Tull.
Mm-hmm.
Do love his Jethros. Hello, last call here. Don and Mike, hello.
Hey, I've got some inspirational news for Don.
I'm here, what?
Okay, listen to this.
Yeah.
I had a bottle of shampoo dropped on my toe.
Yes.
And I got a toenail fungus caused by an injury, okay? I went to the doctor, and the nail was kind of loose, and it was yellow, and parts of it were green because of the fungus.
Yeah, because we all know that, you know, that shampoo is just loaded with bacteria.
Well, it was very heavy when it dropped, okay. And it, you know, it caused the damage. But anyway, listen to this. All he did was he gave me this, it was like a white cream solution that you put on your toenail, and you brush it. And it makes the yellowness of your toenail go...
All right, okay. Thank you. You don't wish to hear any more suggestions for your toe?
Done about that. That's over. Just like the helicopters. It's like taking our helicopters apart.
There was a time when you were interested. That time has passed.
No, I'm now... I'm living with a bad foot.
Mm-hmm.
I'm living with it now.
You'll live like this until you lose the toe.
That's right, like Jackie Gleason. Oh. In the movie Nothing in Common. Until they finally have to just cut my entire foot off.
That's right. Take the foot.
Because of years of neglect.
But nobody will touch it.
That's right. Listen, we'll be right back, okay?
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Now, 8% of that group sampled at least one premiere to give us their opinion of the product.
Bottom line?
Well, of all the groups we tested, the response to premiere was just about uniform.
Mm-hmm.
They all said they tasted like sh**.
They all said that? Nobody liked them? Fewer than 5%.
How much are we in for up to now?
To date?
To date, to here, to now.
Upwards of 350.
We've spent $350 million and we've come up with a turd with a tip?
God almighty, Ed.
We poured enough technology into this project to send a cigarette to the moon and we come up with one that tastes like it took a dump?
We haven't even talked about the smell.
Well, what'd they say that was like? A fart?
Yeah.
Oh, you're not serious. They really said that?
We've got an awful lot of fart figures, sir, yes.
Tastes like and smells like a fart. We've got ourselves a real winner here. It's one goddamn unique advertising slogan, I'll give you that.
The Don and Mike Show. Cleansing your ears with a verbal enema. Don and Mike.
Hello.
Hello.
Don and Mike.
Hi.
Hello.
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 Are you on a speakerphone?
No, I'm on a tub.
Is this our agent?
No, I'm in the bathtub.
Stay cool.
Ooh, you're in a. Do you have a waterproof phone?
No, just kind of sitting here lonely.
Have you ever called us from the tub before?
Yes, I have.
What's your name?
Penelope.
Penelope getting clean in the tub.
Well, I was rinsing off and I was very lonely. It's not any fun to take a bath by yourself.
Penelope, I know we've asked you this before, but we've forgotten. Who's the celebrity you think you most resemble?
I don't have one, to be honest with you.
Oh, come on, Penelope.
No, honest to goodness, I don't.
Let me ask you a veiled question then. Do you displace a lot of water when you get into the tub?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay.
Well, then I'm a tiny little thing.
Describe yourself, please.
I'm about 5'7", 120 pounds, red hair, blue eyes, freckles.
How about the rest of you?
Well, my breasts are nice size, tiny little waist, little ass.
Your bust what?
My breasts are nice size.
Your breasts, you sound like a Charlie Brown teacher there, wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Your breasts are what?
They're about average size.
Pretty nice size, and you have a tiny little waist?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And a nice-sized little butt.
How about your turd cutter? Oh, your butt? You said it's a nice little butt?
Nice little butt.
Really?
Mm-hmm. You don't got the vish ass?
No.
Oh. You want to see the vish ass?
Yeah.
We were up in Ocean City this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Go to the boardwalk.
It's just there are a few vish asses up
it
there.
It is a vish ass convention. I don't know why when you go to a resort town like Ocean City, when you go to the boardwalk, the people that least should be wearing thongs, bikinis, are wearing them.
The people whose main staple of their diet is funnel cakes.
Well, yeah. Tell me about it. I live in Tampa. There's everybody here on the beach, all those old people.
I mean, I saw some fuggly people this weekend on the boardwalk. And you know who else saw me? You know Boardwalk Elvis?
How's he doing?
He was on a bicycle. I've never seen him on a bicycle, like a Pee Wee's Playhouse bike.
He's gone mobile.
With a big basket in front, and on the back, you know that Elvis license plate you have, Rob?
Yeah.
That one they sell down in Graceland?
Right, uh-huh.
It says Elvis 1. He has it on the back of his bicycle. Now, this is like a homeless guy that lives in Ocean City, and he's kind of a character up there. I don't know, the guy must have some kind of radar when I'm around up there, because I'm just walking around my son. We're playing video games at the arcade and stuff, and all of a sudden I hear... Hey. Hey, Don. Are you lonesome tonight?
Did he have his big boombox with him?
Yeah.
He carries that wherever he goes.
He's this guy, skinny, homeless guy,
mm-hmm.
very dirty.
Yes.
Always wearing like an old, frayed leisure suit.
And very bad teeth as well.
Oh, the worst teeth. And he finds me whenever
and
we're
there. A cowboy hat. Still wearing the cowboy hat?
No, he had a...
Oh, no cowboy hat.
Not a cowboy hat. More like a farmer's hat.
Really?
Yeah, like, you know those straw farmer's hats?
Yeah, like rounded up on top?
Yeah.
Ah.
Almost like an Amish looking hat.
That is very scary.
I don't know how he found me, man. And immediately I said to my son, let's go. Let's go.
Run.
He says, Dad, we're not done with the game. I said, let's go. Let's go. I'll eat the 50 cents. Go. Get out of here.
Run for your lives. He does kind of pursue you when you're up there.
He does. And I don't know how he finds me up there either. Mm-hmm. We played a video game that's the coolest. I think it's called Hydroplane Racer.
So you're like, you're riding the waves?
In the arcade?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, except it's like flying Star Wars spaceships.
Right.
You're supposed to be in these boats that go very fast, but you got a throttle that you pull back and forth on to go up and down and back and forth, and you got a boost button you can push to get an extra blast of energy, and it's one of those big, gigantic things where the seat, like, moves from side to side, and
you know, it's funny,
seat
you're talking
rumbles.
About this, and I'm hearing in the background the water sound effects of this woman. I wonder if she's got a boost button.
Oh, I forgot she was on the phone. Oh, hi, Penelope.
Hi.
You know, I'm sorry, I totally forgot that we had a naked woman in the tub.
Oh, I thought it was pretty tacky, but that's all right.
Are you, do you have a boost button?
You know she does.
That's something. Got my little pocket rocket.
No, you know you've got your boost button. You know where it is. Right down there by the garden. Why don't you wash that boost button?
Wash the boost button?
Scrub it.
Get some soap.
Vigorously scrub it. Let your fingers linger by the boost button.
Linger. It has been a very long time.
Oh, it has?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Well, go ahead then. Wash it. I bet
I'm
it needs it.
It right now.
Time for a good scrubbing.
That was very good.
I bet it really needs it.
No, not really.
Oh, yes,
I
it does.
I just got done shaving it.
You're shaving it?
I just got done shaving
it. Oh, you just got done shaving
it. Mm-hmm.
Are you totally smooth?
Almost.
What is it, like Don Johnson beard?
It's got about a quarter inch of growth left on it.
Mm-hmm. Gross.
A strip? a landing strip?
We don't like that.
It's a landing strip, yeah.
Oh, it's a landing strip.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, that's
different. Landing strip.
See, there's a difference between the landing strip and the you know, where you've just got stubble.
A quarter inch, that's like a Hitler mustache size.
Like very, very long and narrow?
No. That's what I'm saying. The length is only like a quarter of an inch.
Oh.
But it's
how long,
a landing strip.
How long is the landing strip?
About 3 inches, 3-4 inches.
Hmm. That's okay. That's all right.
I'm not a fan of the landing strip.
Well,
I'm a fan of the more au naturel Bella Abzug look.
I like the landing strip. Big believer in the landing strip.
Not me.
The landing strip has helped make this tub time a lot more pleasurable.
I like a good old-fashioned, you know, bird's nest down there.
Well, I shaved it 2 weeks ago, and it's just now growing back.
Maybe.
I have to keep it, tidy.
Are you still scrubbing your boost button?
Well, I stopped.
Oh, you stopped?
Yeah.
What about your love melons?
My love melons?
Your love melons.
Pinching them right now. They feel very nice.
Oh, you're pinching them.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Would you like to soap those up, too?
Yeah, they have to be extra clean.
Yes, do that, please.
Mm-hmm. What are you doing, Penelope?
Rubbing and pinching at the same time.
Rubbing and pinching at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Cooling.
What?
All right, Penelope. Thank you.
We thoroughly enjoyed your tub time.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you for the call. Love it when you call from your tub, Penelope.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
No, she doesn't look like El Cid.
Okay. This is a good chance she looks like El Cid.
I know.
You know it. Hello. Hello.
Hey, Don.
Yes, I am. Hello.
Hey, Don. I was wanting to know about an update on the Magic Christian. Whatever happened to him?
Oh, you should listen to the show. We've had updates about him, man.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Yeah, he's working in a candle factory now.
A candle factory?
Right.
What a waste
of talent.
What? What a waste of talent.
Yeah, you said it. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
No waste of talent with that phone call, though. Bye-bye.
I was thinking about the Magic Christian still working at the candle factory. Right. He's still spitting wax. Woo-hoo-hoo! Stacks and stacks of wax.
Hey, all right, man. Got a good pine tree one coming up here.
Hello.
I'm Greenville.
Gee, Dennis, and you found another fantastic phone.
Well,
would it be a payphone? Is it a payphone?
No. It's a cellular phone. It's not that good.
A cellular phone. Hello, Dennis. How'd you get your hands on a cell phone?
Actually, the owner is letting me borrow his cell phone. The owner that I did a commercial for on Saturday.
How did that commercial go, Dennis?
It went well. I have a copy of the tape, and I'm coming to town tomorrow, and I'll drop it off for you all to play whenever you want.
Dennis, I want you to clear your schedule now, the week of May 14th.
What? Do you want, no. Another Dewey Beach House?
Another Dewey Beach House.
Oh, okay, that's great. Hey, May 14th, my schedule is what? And all that good stuff.
Well, listen how excited he is. I can't even understand him. What'd you say, Dennis?
I just let my schedule clean on the week of May 14th. Everything worked out.
I tell you, those cell phones work best when they're inside a gym sock, too.
Golly, Mike.
All right, Dennis. Well, glad to hear your commercial went good.
Don.
Yes.
Can I tell everybody in Greenville that I'm standing in front of Saskatoon Restaurant on Haywood Road?
This man is starved for your attention, ladies and gentlemen. No matter where he goes, he must announce his location in the hopes that 2, 3, maybe 4 people will come by to say hello to him.
Dennis, you couldn't find a football stadium in Greenville?
Actually, I should have went to a Bilo Center, but I couldn't find the Bilo Center.
What is the Bilo Center?
It's just like a U.S. arena.
Okay, now keep the phone away from your mouth when you tell everybody where you are.
Okay, I'm going to be at Saskatoon.
Saskatoon.
Saskatoon. And it's in the Ricochet Square Shopping Center on Haywood Road.
And what are you doing there besides having lunch?
No. I'm going to have dinner tonight with a girl I met last night.
Well, hey,
there you go, Dennis.
Smoothie.
Actually, a listener took me out to dinner last night, and as I was talking to him, the girl came up and said, "Hi, are you Dennis?" I said, "Yes." And so I have a free dinner tonight, and I asked her out, and she said, "Sure, I'll go out with you."
Did you say you have a free dinner? Do you have a coupon?
Oh, no. Actually, the owner for Saskatoon owns another restaurant, and he's going to let me eat free in this other restaurant.
And the thing is, she's a hooker.
Actually, no, she's a hot-looking chick.
So you're having dinner with a hot-looking babe, and the owner of the restaurant is picking up the tab?
Edmund Wu is picking up the tab.
The thing is, a free meal is a free meal, and he loves a free meal.
Mm-hmm. How you doing?
Good, how are you?
Okay,
what is this? What?
He's loving his life.
Somebody already came up to say hello to you?
We got two people here so far.
Dennis, would you say these are your best years?
Mike and Don, you are unbelievable to me, and I really appreciate everything you have done.
Now, Dennis, when you go to these cities, when you were in Tampa, when you were in Orlando, when you're in Greenville, when you announce these absurd locations that you're at with no real purpose, these people that come by to see you, do they just come by and say hello? And
they come by and say hello, and in some cases, people stay till I leave.
Stay till you leave?
Yeah.
Dennis, I think you owe it to these people that come to see you. You ought to offer them something.
What should I offer?
Like a comb or a picture or something.
Well, guess what, Don?
How about a sniff of your breath?
Okay,
how about that? Everybody comes see you today, they can put their nose right up by your mouth and get a smell of your breath.
Okay, this is not my breath, no problem.
That's terrific.
Hey, by the way, after dinner on Saturday,
yeah,
I went to this place called Nepal.
Yes.
And 5 people bought me lap dances.
5 people bought you lap dances.
So you went to a strip joint?
Yeah. 5 people who my look offered me lap dances.
Did you get a boner?
Oh man, I got a boner 5 times.
Once again, here's Dennis Murphy.
Hey, God, this has been a great weekend.
Sounds like it, Dennis. All right, well, everybody that shows up can smell your breath.
Can smell my middle nipple.
Can what?
Can smell my middle nipple.
Oh, I guess Dennis wants them to smell something else. Well, they can smell your whole body.
Oh,
okay.
Look, what the heck? But can I say thank you to some people?
the thing is, blue balls.
Oh, well, yeah, I know. I had blue balls 5 times Saturday.
All right, what, Dennis? What?
I'd like to say thank you to my brother Brian and his wife Natalie. And I'd like to say thank you to Edmund Wu, who let me do a commercial for his place.
All right, beautiful. Well, enjoy yourself down in Greenville, South Carolina, Dennis.
Okay, thank you, Don. Thank
right.
you, Mike. And
you're
I'll
welcome.
Drop by the cave tomorrow afternoon.
All right.
Thank you, Don. You're so wonderful.
I know. Let's see. Here's a guy in Greenville right now. Brian?
Yeah, how you doing?
Hi, Brian.
Yes. How you doing today?
We're doing great, thanks.
Good. They just playing trailers on the radio. Say, come see Dennis Murphy of the Don and Mike Show down in Saskatoon.
Saskatoon. So he's got. I hope that they're giving Dennis a little something for this.
Well, free dinner, Mike.
Free dinner. That's right. That'll do it for Dennis.
Yeah, that's about all he's getting.
And use of the cell phone.
That's right.
Five lap dances and five boners.
Saskatoon.
All right. Thank you.
Guys.
Thank you, my friend. And I'd like to point out that while we really are very fond of Dennis, he is not officially sanctioned by our show.
But he's having a much better time since he got rid of that pesky full-time job.
How is he supporting himself now? I mean, he got fired from that job like 8 months ago.
Probably, collecting a little unemployment and enjoying a lot of free meals.
Proud 4%.
There you go.
Dennis is constantly on the road now.
He's having a great time. I mean, Dennis's job got in the way of him having a good time associated with this show.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, whatever happened to Ralph D. Renzi?
Listen, please, who the hell cares?
Ralph Renzi.
Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi.
This is Aaron from Greenville.
Hello, Aaron.
I'm on my way to go see Dennis, since I'm going to go up there and eat, I might as well go see him.
Well, get a nice whiff of his breath, please.
That's right, and you'll find that dinner tastes a lot better after you've seen Dennis.
Yeah,
and smell his breath.
Do the breath sniffing.
Mm-hmm. No, please, smell his breath. It's our way of saying thanks for listening.
Smell his breath and then go in and order a nice big shrimp cocktail.
All right, thank you. See you later.
Appreciate it, fellas.
Right, see you later. Okay, we got a break. Sorry, we got to do commercials, then we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I'm mad. I am mad enough, and yet still very self-conscious, but I'm going to write a book, and I'm going to talk. I wanted to believe, and I tried my damnedest to believe in the rainbow that I tried to get over, and I couldn't. So what?
The Don and Mike Show. If you haven't heard it, it's new to you. If you have, shut up and listen anyway. The best of Don and Mike.
That is the effort. Says here, there's a story from a tabloid, so we're going to call the bar in question to find out if this is on the level or not.
Very good.
But it says, Kathy C. Gifford has found an offbeat place where she can let her hair down and kick up her heels.
Woohoo!
A biker bar in the Florida Keys.
She's talked about this on her show.
Called Alabama Jack's.
That's the place.
With all the Harleys parked outside, Jack's looks like a place where only crash test dummies could come in one piece. But Kathy Lee and football-hardened hubby Frank mingle freely with rednecks, truckers, and good old boys.
Oh, this is so charming. Let's go in there. Come
hey,
on now, running back.
Hey, Kathy.
I'm going to wear my helmet just to make sure nothing happens.
Hey, Kathy, I've soiled myself again. Kathy, Giff has gone poo.
Show me the torpedo.
Good afternoon, Alabama Jacks.
Yes, hello, Alabama Jacks.
Yeah.
Hello, this is Don and Mike. We're doing a radio show right now, a national radio show.
Yeah.
We find it hard to believe that Kathy C. Gifford has actually come into your bar. Has she ever really come into your bar?
Yeah, how is that even hard to believe?
Well, we just don't picture her really going. Is this a biker bar?
It's a biker family restaurant.
Restaurant. Okay, now it's making more sense.
Hold on a second. Which is it more of, a family restaurant or a biker bar?
Well, I don't know. I think you might want to look into the Globe. I mean, they just think that we're this, like, hardcore biker bar.
Well,
that's a big facade because every bike that's out here is, like, 40,000 and over.
There you go.
All right.
Okay,
so now,
okay, way to go.
So it's all the foo-foo shee-shee people.
Uh-huh.
So, in other words, it's a place for rich old farts like Kathy Lee to go. It's not a real, like,
no,
dirty...
No, it's a real biker bar, but I'm just saying, you know, bikers today, they're not, like, you know...
Yeah, it's not.
But low life scumbags like everybody's talking.
Well, there are lots of bikers. There are lots
have real jobs.
There are lots of bikers though that are low life scumbags. You just have like guys that are dentists and stuff that like ride their Harleys on the weekends.
Yeah, a mix of people, a whole bunch.
Now, and the thing is though, this wouldn't be like a Hell's Angel kind of bar.
No.
This wouldn't be a place where you have like sawdust on the floor for fights to happen or something like that.
No, that's okay.
This is more like a. It would almost be qualified. Maybe would this be some kind of trendy restaurant?
I don't know. it's been here 62 years. I think it's, you know, by this time it should be a trend by now.
Really?
When I would hope so.
When she comes in here, does she wear like her Easter outfits and stuff, or does she dress down a little bit?
No, she looks real cutesy. She's real nice.
And describe your average kind of customer. What's the average kind of customer you get in there? If you can do that. I know it's a tough question.
Regular everyday person.
Regular everyday person.
Right, regular everyday person.
I'm going to compare this place, I think, to a place that we played last week. We did a live appearance at a place called Daytona's in Baltimore, Maryland. Do you have folding chairs with dried blood on them? Hello?
Oh, the phone dropped out again. Hold on. Are you there?
Hello?
Yeah? What are you talking about?
We're talking about a venue we did one of our live shows in last week.
And they had a...
God's name is y'all are killing me here.
We're doing a radio show, honey.
Okay, for what? What radio station is this?
We're on the Westwood One Radio Network.
We're syndicated.
Okay, y'all are killing me here.
We're killing...
Y'all got to be bored if you're talking about Kathy Lee Gifford. Come on now.
We talk about her endlessly, and we call her Kathy C. Gifford. You know, like C-word?
Oh, come on now.
Right, because she's a big C? Come on, you know
she's
it.
She's good here. Her kids are really well-behaved.
Oh, her kids are little brats, please.
When they come out here.
Her kids are total brats.
They're not even total brats. They behave and everything. They sit with their parents.
I'm the psychologist that gets to treat Cody Gifford someday, because I'd be rich treating Cody and Cassidy Gifford when they need their analysis.
Got to be very damaging, you know, being dragged out.
They're fine.
Being dragged down on one of those specials, you know.
Did you read the Globe magazine article lately or what?
No. I mean, yes, but no, I don't read it.
Well, go ahead and read it.
Why? I don't believe anything I read in the tabloids.
No, it's like too funny. That's what I'm thinking. That's why I'm thinking you're calling me here.
Actually, with Kathy Lee, we picture her saying on her show, you know, I went into this really rough bar, when in fact it's really not a rough bar at all. It's not a tough bar.
It used to be a long time ago, but not now.
Sure. And she would never go into a bar where, you know, where it was kind of a really, like, down and dirty biker bar. She wouldn't be able to do that.
Well, they came in here and we're full and packed full of bikers, so I don't know.
Oh, please, but they're not real bikers. You just told us
they're
that yourself.
Bikers.
Now, listen,
nowadays, or that's the way they are.
What's your company line going to be here? You start out by saying, hey, they're over 40,000, you know, these bikes,
but
and this is upscale.
We only got Harleys here and stuff. We don't have any right burners. Come on now.
Oh, damn.
No wonder you're a friend.
You know those bikes are really big time.
No wonder you're a friend of Kathy Lee's.
I'm not a friend of...
Hold on a second. The phone.
Giving her a hard time, and it's giving me a break already, because y'all got to be bored.
No, I'm not bored at all, honey.
Y'all got to be really bored.
I'm not bored at all. I tell you, you could be a C yourself.
Thank you very much for calling.
Oh, you're a C. You're the C word. You know that?
Oh, I don't think so.
Oh, I think so.
Yeah, big time.
I think you're a huge C.
Phone dropped out
again.
Hello? Oh, jeez. And she did. She was nice. I thought that went very well.
All right, hold on. Here's a guy from Florida who says he's been to this bar.
Okay,
hello?
Very good.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hi, you been to this bar?
Yeah, my parents have a house. It's Regent and Kathy Lee live in Ocean Reef, right near my parents, and Alabama Jacks or whatever it's called. It's just an old rundown shack. Bikers do sometimes happen to go there, but it's just an old beat-up, crappy bar. Kathy Lee's probably only been there once or twice. It's nothing special. You know?
I think she's mentioned it on her show that she goes all the time.
I feel like we're getting State Department reports on this bar. You know, what is the deal? Is it a biker bar or not?
No, I think...
There happen to be people that ride motorcycles that go there, but I wouldn't call it a biker
bar. All right, okay. So when she comes on her TV show and says, I was in this biker bar...
Of course it's not a biker bar. It's like a Hooters, probably.
Yeah, it's a place... Because down there, some people ride motorcycles around. That's to say, it's like a Hooters down there that's old, that people ride.
It's like
motorcycles.
An old Hooters.
Uh-huh.
All right. Yeah, I mean, you can get cheeseburgers and drink. It's nothing special.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
No problem.
Oh, boy, she was a real Kathy C. fan, too, wasn't she?
Yes, mm-hmm. She was. Please.
You guys must be buried. You guys must be buried.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how you guys doing?
All right, here's a guy from Tampa Bay who says he's been there also. You been there?
Yeah, it's just another Key West tourist hole. If they brought their kids in there, that should tell you something about it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, yeah. And I think she wanted to portray it as something a little more rough than it really was.
It'd be a shishi, though, probably.
Yeah, exactly. She wouldn't go into a place that didn't have clean seats.
I've seen real biker bars where if she walked into it, she wouldn't walk out.
Maybe.
It's unlike.
Maybe.
That's all I got to say, guys. Fine.
All right. Thank you. The Accused. I remember that movie.
Oh, God.
With Jodie Foster.
Yeah. And that wasn't even a biker bar.
What is that, like a pool hall?
Yeah, like a pool hall.
Oh,
yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I've been to that bar that Kathy Lee's talking about.
Really?
That she makes me so angry. Makes me an angry little man.
What are you getting angry about?
What are you mad about?
Because Kathy Lee, she sucks.
Just get angry. Yeah, look at all the trouble she causes.
I know. You know, I mean, she makes it sound like that. She's this wild woman
that she's going out to this bar when these guys out there are wannabe weekend warriors. Ain't the real Hell's Angels
there you
biker
go.
Bar.
You must be very bored. She's very nice. Her children are very well behaved. But C word.
Oh, no,
I'm not the C word. Hello, hello, Don on my show.
Yeah, this. My name is Mark. I used to be the president of Reef Riders Motorcycle Club in Alamorada.
Yes, hello.
And Kathy C probably goes down there to Ocean Reef, real ritzy, upscale, super wealthy place. A lot of, you know, sheiks and multi-million-dollar houses there.
Oh, you mean like sheiks of Araby and stuff like that?
You betcha.
Yeah, yeah, cowheads?
Yeah, right, okay. Like, this is accurate.
It's old Nixon's party town, you know. It's a very wealthy point out on North Key Largo.
Yeah.
And there's only one road. It's a toll road that goes between this place and Miami. So
and all the rich people sit around and go, you have to go down to this place.
Exactly.
It's so quaint. It's so quaint.
You know, and I didn't read the story. Let me read you some of the quotes now, okay?
Good.
Recently, Kathy Lee took Frank and her kids to the Waterfront Saloon. Frank are worth millions, but when they drop by here, they're just like anybody else, says one bar regular.
Yeah, there we go.
Kathy Lee was afraid she'd be greeted by people with guns and knives and ZZ Top beards. But the first person to greet her was a lady in a hoop skirt wearing clogs.
Of course. Yeah. Oh, I'm going to puke.
Please.
Let's go down to the Cadillac place. You know the place? The old place? Let's go. It'll be so much fun.
Whatever you say, dear.
Thank you, running back.
Whatever you say, dear. Yes, dear. I'll fire up the car. I didn't mean to bang that stewardess, dear. Really didn't.
And I meant that about Cody and Cassidy.
Oh, sure.
Oh, I would just pray to be their analyst. You know, they get to be like 16 or 17, those kids have to go to school.
Why did you make me go on the Christmas special?
You can't endure that torture.
Why did you make me go on the Christmas special? Mom was just so, so bad.
Well, Geraldo, I think I started drinking when I was 12, when Mom was showing me a video, when she brought out this, like, giant picture of me on a Christmas special, Mom. This picture was 6 feet long.
She'd always bring Uncle Regis over to the house, and I could tell he didn't like me.
Well, Geraldo, I first thought that I might be a homosexual when Mom made me wear a wig and shoes with buckles on them on President's Day, and she made me sing God Bless America on a TV show.
Our guest, Cody Gifford.
Well, Geraldo, I decided to kill my mother after she kept playing me tapes of her singing in Atlantic City, man.
And she always made me go to these places where all these rich people were that really didn't care about me at all. That's why I think I'm an insensitive human being, and that's why I threw her in the well. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. My life is so screwed up. Kathy Lee wouldn't go with, you know, further than 1 mile from a rich enclave.
I'm Geraldo Rivera. Our guests tonight, Cody and Cassidy Gifford, currently awaiting the death penalty for killing their mother.
We're really sorry we threw her in the well. So sorry, but she made us go on the show all the time.
Like, Codes decided that he was going to, like, go in the liquor cabinet, and I decided that I would be a prostitute when I was 13.
And then she got really mad when I came home with a barbed wire tattoo around my bicep, and then, well, we just took her out behind the house and threw her in the well.
So Mom came home, and she said, Cass, what's this in your purse? And I said, Mom, they're rubbers. They're my rubbers, Mom.
The future as we see it.
Hello, hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, buddy, what's up?
Hello.
I want to say about a situation that we had a huge Boy Scout system, and we got invited to Kathy C's studio. They went to a cut commercial break, and they brought in the makeup artist, and she screwed up on Kathy C's head, and she started cutting.
She screwed up on Kathy Lee's head?
Well, yeah.
What do you mean?
Yeah, the makeup artist.
Now, listen, hold on. Let me just stop you here for a second. I love anybody that wants to rip Kathy C. Gifford, but I find it hard to believe that in front of a studio audience, she would start cursing. Is that what you're saying?
She had a fit. She had a royal fit at the makeup artist, and she just started.
I
don't believe it. She's too concerned about her public image. She would never cuss in front of a bunch of people.
Never in front of the audience.
Oh, yes, she did.
No, you're lying.
No.
Yeah.
You're not bright enough to tell the lie.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike show. She screwed up on Kathy Lee's head.
I'm like, my mom did used to cuss at me, though, Geraldo. She would call me, like, an effing moron. And I'd say, well, hey, man, like, maybe I'd be better if like, Dodd was not mummified sitting over the corner, man, drooling and talking about when he was a football star. You screwed me up, Mom. You screwed me up. And that's, like... That's why Cass and I are going on the road together, man.
Do you remember that one time you told me the most important thing in the world is to behave well when the camera's on?
Yeah, Ma.
I remember that, Mom. And you took us into that so-called biker bar, and we met the lady with a hoop skirt and clogs.
And I did her, Mom. Oh, I did her good.
Look at my pierced tongue.
And I saw that Playboy. Dad did it with a stewardess. Right on, Dad.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I would like to talk to Buzz.
Oh, come on, isn't this your second time calling today?
No.
You know, we're in the middle of a real good grown-up Cody and Cassidy riff, and I thought something was called with some good Kathy C. stuff.
I don't want to talk about Kathy.
Oh, there he goes.
And then the phone drops out.
Well, that's a good thing that the phone drops
out. It works that time.
Mm-hmm.
That was a good thing, Mom.
Come on.
And, Geraldo, can I tell you something else? Like, my mom hated Regis Philbin. She really hated it. Isn't that right, Codes?
That's right. She always used to tell us that we had to hug him, but that she really didn't like him, and that screwed us up so bad, and that's why I decided to go out and lose my virginity early.
Thank you. He always smelled like Ben Gay. I'm like, when Mom would talk about him, she would call him an effing tool.
But then she'd say, on the show, and the camera goes on, we had to come out in our frilly outfits. She said, be nice to Uncle Regis. I'm so screwed up.
And then one time, like, Michael Gelman touched my privates.
Uh-huh.
But I was like 14 at the time. I was already turning tricks, so it was okay.
So, Geraldo, that's why she's in the well. I'm sorry.
We've been visiting tonight with Cody and Cassidy Gifford.
It's been a real pleasure, Geraldo.
Thanks, Geraldo. You kick ass.
Thanks for having us on the show.
Okay, we got a break here. And then we'll be right back.
On this is the Don and Mike Show.
Richard, what were you doing?
Going over some documents.
Where are they? Jeez, I don't see them.
They're in my briefcase. I thought you were getting pizza.
They were closed. How could you be reading documents when they're in your briefcase? Hmm, that's a mystery.
Richard, were you watching Spank Provision?
Okay, then, let's hit it.
Maybe you were watching a movie with that funny comedian. Oh, what's his name? Buddy Wackett?
All right, then, let's get some showtime.
Hey, that's a pretty girl down there.
Good for her.
Geez, I wonder if she goes out with one of the Yankees.
Couldn't tell you.
Richard, who's your favorite little rascal? Alfalfa? Or is it Spanky? Sinner.
The Don and Mike Show. They're more soothing than a pair of buttery soft moccasins. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hi there. I just wanted to tell you that maybe you can have a little bit of sympathy for your wives now, but what they have to go through every time that they go to the GYN.
What do you mean, with what?
When you were talking about the test that you guys had to do.
No, I hate it when we get these calls, too, because this is probably a woman that's gone to one of those OBGYNs that explains these are normal procedures when they're really not normal.
Listen, I'd like to tell you something. I'd love to be an OBGYN. There would be no better job in the world. The only better job, we got a great job right now, being America's favorite disc jockeys.
You know, I saw Tyra Banks on the Conan O'Brien show, and she said, he was asking her about guys, and she said, I just wish guys would be normal and, you know, ask me out normally. Instead, she said, a guy walks up to her in a mall, and he was a doctor, and he handed her his card, and he said, listen, Tyra, I'm a doctor, and if you ever need my services, here's my card. And he walked out, and he was an OBGYN.
Smooth. But I'd love to be her OBGYN.
Oh, yeah, baby.
I mean, I've gone through the list of women that I'd love to perform that exam on.
Right.
And I maintain the, for every five or six pigs, you get that one beautiful knockout housewife. You give her the extra for breast cancer.
Mm-hmm. They all do it now.
You know, I'd love to really... I don't know if we've ever had an OBGYN on the show that would speak to that issue that you brought up so many times about. I've heard, you know, maybe I've heard somewhere else where they say, hey, you become totally detached.
Oh, bull ass. Bull ass. I'd have to wear a cup to work every day. I'd be getting so aroused.
I would think after, like, number 1,000, especially if you were not dealing with the most beautiful of people.
Let me ask you something. Do you ever get sick of seeing a naked girl?
No.
And I'm not talking about, of course...
I would if they all looked like Lulu from Hee Haw, though.
But they all don't, Mike.
That's right. The only part you get to see is that part, and a lot of times they're there because that part is not well.
No, listen.
I don't like looking at naked women for the sake of looking at naked women. I like looking at good-looking naked women.
Listen. Mm-hmm. First off, Buzz...
Right.
You get the woman in there.
Okay.
And you put her, like, in one of those gown things.
Okay.
Okay. And... when you give her the test on her chest,
uh-huh.
Okay, how do you think you give her the test on her chest? First, that's visual.
Right.
Right.
Okay, this is in your office.
You stand, you stand like an inch away from me and look at it from all sides and angles.
Sight, uh-huh. Feel, and sound.
Yes.
Right.
And in very extreme cases, taste.
I would think, I really would think, though, even as much as you think it sounds great, it would be once it became your job
every day.
And once you dealt with a few problems.
No. You're talking to the guy, remember.
I know.
I'm the guy that said, well, I had a bet with my wife. Could I eat shake and bake chicken every night for
right.
a year?
Right.
Who backed out of that bet? My wife did because she got tired of making it for me after 6 months. I could look at that every day.
I know, but even if the majority of your patients were Janet Reno's with infection, let's say, then, you know, which it probably
would
be.
Listen, you know what I am, Buzz? To quote Larry King.
Yeah, you can't tell me that you would enjoy that process.
I'm curious.
You wouldn't enjoy that process.
Hey, listen, guys, I've told you before, I visually undress every woman that I
see. Of course, most men do, but I tell you when it's
in practice.
Okay, are you telling me that you would enjoy wading through the 99...
Hey. You got a partner, okay? Let's say that we got a sign outside that says Don and Mike OBGYNs. Well, you know what? I get them all the first time, right? And then you write down on your little pad of paper, Mrs. Johnson, you're going to be seeing Dr. O'Mara the next time you come in.
Please send Ms. Pfeiffer back to me, though, please. I'll be in the in room 3A.
I've got it. Your partner is Dr. Dennis Murphy.
Listen,
Giggles.
I would be interested. Yes, I would.
I would say I don't doubt that, and I don't doubt that it sounds good to you now. Mm-hmm. But I know also your attention span. And after the first 2 months...
An attention span for seeing 25 different naked women every day?
Yeah, when you consider the type of naked women, by the time you would be like going, oh, God, why did I think this would be so special?
I don't think so, Mike.
But this doesn't have anything to do with how it affects the woman.
Who cares about the woman? Yeah, right. Who cares about the woman?
I mean, you're sitting there talking about how painful the procedure was, and this is what women have to do.
I guarantee those women, my patients would be feeling no pain.
Oh, stop.
Because I'd give them all a nice big glass of Merlot wine on their way in.
Have you ever had a pap smear? It's not a comfortable experience.
Nice big bowl of sedatives. So here you go. Wash this down with a nice glass of red wine. Now sit in that chair. Let's
I don't
talk.
Think you would be you know, have a problem in Dr. Donnie's office because you probably wouldn't be conscious when all this was going on.
Oh, you'd be a little conscious.
A little semi-conscious just in case.
But not enough to remember.
So the wives get no sympathy.
The wives get no sympathy on this show?
No,
never.
Absolutely not.
No, nay, never.
Sorry. Thank you for the call, though.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Another satisfying customer.
You know something? After hearing about your procedure, Buzz?
Yes?
I would say that procedure would probably be a little worse than anything that you would find in an OBGYN.
Bully!
Especially
bully having a Q-tip stuck up the end of your thing.
Otherwise, that never happens to us.
And it's not it's designed for
exactly.
anything to go in there.
It's not an entrance.
Right.
I'd love to be an OBGYN. I really would. Fantastic way to make it.
You know, I can only say one thing, and I mean this from my...
From your ticker?
From my ticker. You'd be a good one.
Thank you, Mike.
You'd be a great one.
I'd throw myself into my work.
I know you would. I
promise you that.
Absolutely.
Every day I'd live it. I'd live it. 24 hours a day I'd live it.
You'd be so good at it.
Hello. Hello there.
Yeah, hey, Don and Mike. Great
yeah.
Guts.
Hey, hi.
Hey, how's it going?
30,000 patients and not one problem.
I'll tell you what, you know, I hate to be a traitor to my species and all, but man, there ain't no way an OBGYN exam is near as painful as what you guys are talking about.
You mean what Buzz had done to him? Yeah, you're absolutely right there.
Thank you, man. That's fantastic, and I know we're all experiencing this goodwill, but let me ask you a question. Would there be any outside chance you'd be a lesbian?
Oh, absolutely not.
Okay.
Absolutely not.
You just sounded like you sounded a little bit like a lesbian.
Dykes on bikes.
No, I do. But anyway, I was going, you know, you want to talk about some horrific pain? When I was in the Air Force, there was this guy that had transferred over from the Navy that was telling me about when he was out to sea, they went off in a port, and they were in port, and this dude got really drunk, right? And he had gone out there, and he'd picked up a hooker. Well, anyhow, he zipped his whole schlong all the way from the...
Come on, man.
Stop with that.
Something about Mary.
Come on. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I'd like to talk to Don about his OBGYN thing.
Oh, you're talking to me. Go ahead.
Hey, my wife's a nurse.
Yeah.
And I would like to drain a cyst that got, like, 2 liters of...
Listen, all right...
You wouldn't do that.
No.
That wouldn't. You just come in for the inspection.
I'm telling you. Here's what I do. You know how you go to the doctor's office, there's a waiting room? I'd be behind the little glass with the receptionist. I go, okay, here's what I'm going to see. Her.
Behind the two-way mirror.
Right. Like Elvis, Dr. Elvis. I go, I'll see her, her, and her. Now, the other ladies, they'll go see Dr. Spiewak.
And you probably need 2 other doctors in there. And your cue, the way you would cue the other doctors, if you weren't going to, it would be, whoa, 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 whoa. And that's all they'd need to know, and you wouldn't go anywhere near that. So if you saw something like it, since you'd be there, whoa, 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 and then Dr. Spiewak would come in.
And you know what? I could even go as far as, like, let's say Janet Reno's got an awful cyst and an ingrown hair,
mm-hmm.
and she needs me to take care of it.
Right.
I'd bring her in, say, okay, now, Miss Reno, slip into this gown, and then I'd have it arranged that the phone would ring, and they'd go, on the speakerphone, Dr. Geronimo, there's an emergency in room 3. I'd go, oh, Janet. I'd love to help you with this cyst.
Mm-hmm.
I'd love to lance the cyst for you, but I'm going to have to turn you over to my friend, Dr. Michael Elston.
Thanks, buddy.
I'm going to get something to eat. Wait for the next good-looking patient.
Buzz comes in already in gloves.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don.
Hi.
I say Dr. Don.
Yes.
Can you be my gynecologist?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, baby.
Oh, baby.
Baby.
Hey, baby.
Baby. Who's the celebrity you most resemble? That would be the first question on any
Yeah, we'll find out whether the phone's going to ring.
Hold on. I've been told I look kind of like two. I look kind of like Courtney Love, or I look like Christy McVie, a skinny one.
Okay, goodbye. See? I got my standards.
Time to go in the exam room, Buzz.
No. All right, here's a guy. Or I'm sorry, is this a man or a woman that says that he or she is an OBGYN?
Man.
Oh, it's a man. You're an OBGYN?
Absolutely.
Really? Is it the greatest job in the world?
Well, except when you get to have to numb the area.
No, but just listen. Don't fill me up with the specifics. Just tell me yes or no. Somebody says to me, do you have the greatest job in the world? You know what my answer to them is? Yes. Mm-hmm. I love coming to work every day.
Right.
There's something new every day.
Right.
It's fun every day.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing what I love. Do you have a great job?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
That's all you need to do.
See?
That's all you need to do. And it's still as exciting to you as the first time you saw one?
You know, you get the ones on occasion that make you stop and think, you know, maybe I should have gone into the shoe business or something. But for the majority of them, they normally try and take care of themselves. When they know they're coming to see the doctor. You know, the last thing you want to do is, I don't want to get graphic.
But, of course. And you know. your practice is where?
In Germantown.
Hey, how about that? But generally speaking, you're happy you have a great job?
Love it.
Okay, thanks. Thought so.
And, you know, I would just say, speaking as a married guy, I wouldn't want my wife going anywhere near that doctor.
Right.
You know, they're probably
either,
all thinking that, but the guy that would worry me would be that guy that calls me and goes, oh, you're right.
Hello.
Fantastic.
Don and Mike Show.
You know, and they get it ready when they're coming to see me. Oh, that's there. That's good.
Pretty it up for me.
Yeah, they pretty it up for me. Boy, oh, boy. Dr. Sicko.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello there.
This is Harriet.
Yes, Harriet. Hello, Harriet.
Is this Dynamite?
Yeah.
You guys wouldn't know a sexy woman if you tripped over one.
Oh, what are you talking about? You old bag.
I'm a fag?
No, you're an old bag.
I'm an old bag?
Yeah.
B-A-G. Yeah. You heard it.
Yeah, you wish you could hang out with an old bag like this.
Oh, yeah. I bet you're so stinky. You'd be one of the girls I wouldn't see in my OBGYN clinic.
The phone would ring.
Stinky? Stinky?
Yeah, stinky, stanky.
Well, you think you're a hottie?
I'm extremely hot.
You're extremely. Who's the celebrity you most resemble?
Please, Winnie Pearl.
Aunt Esther.
She is.
Yo, mama look like Aunt Esther.
Hey, come on now, honey. Don't start something you can't finish.
No. You call me Aunt Esther.
Yeah, Aunt Esther. How you doing?
Yeah.
You got a big hat.
No. Fred J. Sanford.
Didn't she die?
What?
Didn't she die?
Yeah.
Yeah, she did.
That's right.
I guess I should mention somebody living.
What?
I said, I guess I should mention somebody living.
You know what? I'd have two things to say if I was your OBGYN. P.U. That's what I'd say.
Not if you saw me, you wouldn't, and not if you smell me either.
I say, you know what, Harriet's here? Give me my clothespin. I'd put a clothespin on my nose if you were my patient.
You never did say the celebrity you most resemble.
The best you ever thought of.
Well, who?
Okay, fine.
Tell us who the celebrity is.
I'm black, okay?
Well, we know you're black, but okay. Who's the... Well, I really
wasn't
sure.
You know you're black, okay? Vanessa Williams.
Bull ass. You look like Vanessa Williams' dead grandmother.
I can't tell Don from Mike.
Of course you can't. Because you're losing your hair and you're such an old bag.
No, honey. I'm a young woman.
Oh, honey.
Vanessa Williams. Show us a picture.
Come on, girlfriend.
Is that Mike?
Yeah, I'm right here, baby.
Where's Buzz?
I'm right here. He's right here.
Buzz?
Uh-huh.
Mike? Buzz?
Uh-huh.
Could you imagine the poor sap that is this woman's GYN? Can you imagine the poor guy?
I could be a lucky man.
Jesus.
All right.
Look. My husband, he's so happily married to me, I am trying to get rid of him, but I can't.
Oh, yeah. You probably got him down in the crawl space. He's probably all chained up. You got him in a cage down in the crawl space.
Yeah, I wish I could get my hands on you, Don.
That was Mike, honey.
Whatever. Y'all sound alike on this phone.
Yeah, I know.
over the radio, I can tell you guys.
Right. Yeah, I know. All white guys sound the same.
I know. I've heard it before.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that's my stereotype right there.
And then
right
I
on.
Saw you guys. I came to the show.
Uh-oh.
I saw some chick kind of looked like Mom's Mabley in the front row.
Yeah,
I saw you, girlfriend. All right, this is a goodbye now, Stinky.
Come on, Mike, you're usually funnier than that.
Oh, come on, honey, you remember me.
Honey.
All right, listen, you know what? I can smell you through the phone. I got to hang up.
You wish you could.
Oh, you smell awful.
You could.
You smell awful.
What's her name?
Goodbye.
Faye? Your wife's name, Faye?
What?
Frida, that's her name.
Yeah, that's my wife's name.
Frida's name. Honey, she wish you smelled like this.
All right, listen, Mrs. Butterworth, I got to go. I'll see you later.
Christ.
I bet she's hot.
We'll come right back.
Till we meet again, this is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.